For the thousands in attendance and the millions watching around the world.
This is the main event.
Dildo Corn is alive
and kicking.
Come on over here, I'll headbutt your ass a couple times if you know what I'm saying.
This brother breaking off a 40-yard run. This brother,
come on, zip it.
I hope I didn't piss off Jesus.
You call that a penalty?
Who's number one?
It's the LA Clippers.
Boom! Shut up! You're saying it wrong, people.
I would get her pregnant.
That
just called in and hangs up, you motherfucker. That fucking pissed me off.
Ari, are you in the shower now?
Totally in the shower.
Yeah, dude.
He's not a cokehead.
You mean James?
Stupid idiot.
You're a stupid idiot for getting so fucking uptight over fucking nothing.
You're clearly lying.
You're clearly just
lying. Why would I lie?
For attention.
Why would I lie?
What?
I don't need attention.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't. You're a comic. And welcome to Punch Drunk Sports, everybody. Punch Drunk Sports. Lots of great things to talk about. Huge possible announcements going on. We have a really great guest in
multiple here. Announcements.
Multiple announcements, multiple stuff. But let's get to the royalty in the room. Our good friend is here. One of everybody's, I would say he is the king of Periscope.
Thank you.
My good friend, Brody Stevens.
Yes, thank you, Sam Tripoli, and it's a pleasure to be back here at All Things Comedy Punch Drunk Podcast, talking sports with Jason, Sam, Ari, and guests calling in. You got it.
Now, Ari,
I wish he could just do that for the whole podcast.
No, is there a screen? Do I look into a camera? Or do I
just look into there and talk to us.
Yeah, pretty much both.
Look into there. It's live now over the internet.
We're live on YouTube.
We're live. Should I tweet it out?
Yeah,
live
tweet
on YouTube.
It out.
Tell me what to do. I'll do it.
Tell them to go to punchdrunksports.com. They can watch it live. Listen, bro,
did you
real
guys
quick,
tweet it out?
Real quick, because we have a guy who does that.
Okay, he's great because he gives me a lot of love on there.
He's a big fan of yours. His name is James. You should.
Oh my God, that's my
James
middle name.
Who smokes weed. He's not on coke though, but he is a pothead.
Your middle name.
That's my middle name. Is James?
Whoa, no, Brody James Stevens. How come we don't talk about that? I like the feeling of that.
It's actually Stephen James Brody.
Oh snaps!
Do you like that?
I
Stephen
do like
James
that.
Brody's a pretty good name.
That is.
Well, yeah. Why don't you use it?
Because, Stephen Brody.
Well, people ask me because when I...
Oh, what's your name?
My real name is Stephen James Brody. When I did...
Really?
I thought you knew, I thought everybody...
What are you, Chinese? You doing your last name first name last?
I had a friend who did that actually growing up. Kim Chong Kim.
The guy from North Korea?
No, he's from the Valley.
Okay, close.
So, no, I played baseball. I wanted to be, and I still do... A baseball player, a major leaguer, and so I was Brody, Steve Brody. But then when I did comedy, I just felt like that was a new guy. Steve Brody's baseball, because I was never thought of myself as a comedian. I still kind of don't. I'm more of a baseball guy in my heart. But I knew that when I had to get into comedy. Just...
What percentage of you is baseball? What percentage of you is comedian in your mind?
I would say... 65. Did I say 60, 40? 60 baseball, 40 comedy.
Wow.
Interesting.
Are your professional playing days windows closing, or is it still going to happen?
I don't know if I want to play pro, but I did pitch against Torrance High School recently. I'm trying to...
How'd that go?
It was a charity event. I went well. I threw four innings.
How many hits? How many runs?
I mean, they roped me. I gave up. These kids can hit, but I struck out four. I had good
four
mechanics,
Ks,
four strikeouts.
Good mechanics. Okay.
I hadn't thrown a curveball for 5 years.
45 years,
and my curveball was good, so I was happy with it. Yeah,
okay.
But
was there any scouts in the crowd talking? Anybody talking?
Just a lot of listening.
How many pitches did you have?
Did I throw that?
Not
game?
Throw. I mean, like in your rotation
repertoire?
Of pitches.
Yeah, well, yeah. I haven't pitched for a while.
So I know. That's what I'm saying. How many?
In your heyday.
Are you asking against Torrance or am I?
No,
heyday?
No.
Okay.
Torrance. I just threw a four seam fastball.
Right.
I threw a couple cutters and some curveballs. All I did.
I used to have a 6-finger fastball that required me to take my glove off.
Oh, I like that.
You know what I mean? That's throw that nice. Thing with two hands.
I like that.
There was a pitcher who had 6 fingers.
Yeah.
Really?
Aaron gave the nod of approval. So you are correct.
Yeah, on the Cubs. What's his name? He had six fingers.
Six finger Johnny?
Antonio Alfonseca. Six fingers.
Alfonseca?
Yep, and six toes.
You either grow coffee beans or sell cocaine with a last name like that. Alfonseca.
I think you was
real quick.
Involved.
Can we get into our announcements real quick, guys? Lots of great stuff going on. Real quick, another great week of fights. Go to BetDSI. BetDSI for all your betting needs. Get in it to win it, guys. Use Punch Drunk. Get that $10 betting cash. Remember, it takes an hour or two to get that $10.
You know what takes balls? Betting on preseason football. Because preseason football is like 2 weeks away.
You can now bet on summer league basketball.
Are you serious?
You probably should have always been able to. Why couldn't you?
Because they're just who are these people?
You could bet on eighth grade basketball.
I saw that they were showing.
If you know a guy,
they were showing highlights from the summer league championship.
Yeah.
Game.
No, they on ESPN because they'll run anything. They were showing summer league games. It's now official content because they're like, why are we just going to sit around for baseball? Nobody cares. Baseball's great. But
I know.
They're like, we got to fill this time. So they're like, what are we going to fill? Why don't we just air these NBA games?
It's not that baseball's boring. It's just that right now, it's the only sport that's on. And the rest of the year until August,
and that's
the rest
not
of the year,
afternoon.
There's two or three, sometimes four major sports.
I get it, but I'm just trying to figure out the Wi-Fi password.
Okay, here, look here. At this. Look at this. Okay, so while we're figuring out the Wi-Fi password, we're going to get into, and go to punchdrunk.com. Go to Caveman Coffee. Caveman Coffee, all your Caveman Coffee needs. Mean to teach both.
Oh, yeah, we both
shirts.
Got the shirt on.
Use the promo code PUNCHDRUNK. Guys, get on that. You know, I'm usually not in this fighter and kid fight, but everybody is starting to go to these other podcasts. Get this podcast. Help us out because you know what you're killing it on? I got to be honest with you. I'm pretty happy with you guys, what you guys are doing on Amazon. You're going to punchdrunksports.com using our Amazon link. I really appreciate that. We went from doing nothing to doing some good stuff. And I didn't realize that. So we're very happy with you guys. We're very thankful for all you guys are doing. PunchDrunkSports.com. We're going to need you guys writing on that. Be a part of the revolution because, as you know, we've launched Punch Drunk Sports podcast channel, a subsidiary of all things comedy. That's right. Who talks comedy? Who talks sports better than comics? An all comics sports podcast channel. That's what we're going for. I would like to announce that we are in negotiations with Brody Stevens on doing his own sports podcast.
Yes!
We're not sure if he's 100 committed, but we would love to have him on. I just added Brett Ernst is doing it. Brett Ernst is doing one. We got a bunch of people.
Yeah, Puck Off.
Puck Off. Well, I don't know if we can use Puck Off. I have to discuss that with him. Mm. He's technically on another podcast.
I would like to do a sports show if you're telling me there's an audience for it. We're saying, you know, Brody, all sports. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about that.
I want you to do Brody talking sports when Brody wants to talk sports.
I would talk. I need structure. I'm looking for structure. I don't miss my spots at the Comedy Store. I don't miss my spots for audience warm-up. I don't miss my spots for scheduled podcast studio time.
That's so true.
I appreciate that. I absolutely appreciate
it. Am I here,
that.
Jason?
You were here early.
You
we had
totally
a, we were
here.
Outside talking sports.
You're part
for a while.
Of our month of celebrities on this show.
Yes.
So Brody Stevens is going to be doing a sports podcast. So guys, go to the website.
Well, I guess it's official now.
Yeah, right for the website.
Exciting.
We need you guys. This is the All Comics Sports Podcast channel. Now, what we also need your help on is this Patreon. People are making donations. People are making tons of donations. We're really excited about it. Tebow and I are now doing a special Thursday Patreon content for you guys. You go to younow.com/Sam Tripoli. You'll find the thing. Tebow and I doing 45 to a minute, just talking anything you guys want us to do. If you donate, we get 3 donations a week. You just go to patreon.com/punchdrunksports and make a donation. $1, $50. We got a couple $50 ones. You help us out, we'll get it going. Brody Stevens, question.
So this is a Patriot Sports? It's like your Patriots?
No,
for
Patreon.
America? I didn't know it was Patreon. Religion. Oh, Patreon. What is Patreon?
Patreon is where you can get your fans to support your podcast, and they make monthly donations to help grow what you're doing. We are in talks right now.
Make merch, all kinds of stuff.
Brody, help me with that.
One thing I'm going to talk. Well, if you come on the Punch Drunk Sports channel, we're going to have a merch guy make you a whole market for all your t-shirts.
Really?
Yeah.
I need t-shirts. Well, I have so many sayings.
We're going to do it.
I need help.
Do you want?
What
what I'm going to do for you.
What are some of those sayings?
You got it.
Oh, what else?
Something called enjoy.
Yeah.
What else?
Positive push.
Hold on. Did you drop the it? Enjoy it? It's just enjoy?
No, it's
get both.
Oh, I added enjoy it because enjoy came from Tempe, Arizona, the lady who worked at McDonald's, Wendy's, and Arby's. Enjoy. Then I added enjoy it, enjoy that, enjoy us. It became like a baseball. When you play on a baseball team, you always have
little inside jokes.
Exactly.
And shit. Yeah,
and that's what
the camaraderie.
She was so into her job at McDonald's. I would go there. I was homesick on Sundays in 1988, and I'd read the LA Times.
Yeah.
I'd go to the Tempe, Arizona McDonald's, and I'd get the Big Mac combo, number one, which I still do.
That's still your go-to.
And she was typing it in, and then it came up, and she slid over the table. And she had a little bit of a hand issue, but
what does that mean?
You know what I'm saying.
It was clubbish?
She had no hands?
No, like she had hands.
She had hands?
They were all melted together?
Were they like lobster hands?
No.
What about webbed hands?
No, but like a little...
Like one missing finger that...
No, the possible...
Looks like got attacked by a dog?
Possible, like a... I want to say a stroke thing. Something was not right.
So she had like the weird...
Yeah, there you go. There you go. Sam got it.
Like, what would we say? The chicken wing?
Oh, now you look like Donald Trump making fun of that guy.
The chicken wing? I'm just trying to get our listeners
to know. It was a junior boneless chicken wing.
Okay.
Now, but when she slid that tray... But here's the deal. She slid the tray across, and I remember she just looked, and she goes, enjoy. And I remember she was so...
She loved her job.
She loved her job. Let me tell you how much she loved her job. Because I went to...
Did she drool?
No, let's not keep it clean.
That's clean.
We didn't have to go drool.
That's clean.
This is not
you
an M&M
video.
You said
she had a stroke. You said she had. She looked like she had a stroke.
Hold on. But then you went to drool.
That's what I'm wondering.
Hold on. Then I go to Wendy's.
Yeah.
In Tempe, you know the Wendy's down the street?
Yeah.
The Tempe Improv right there on Rural. I
go
through the drive-thru. I get a double. A double. And I say, now you can get a chocolate Frosty, but back in the day, it used to just be Frosty.
Yeah.
And I used to always go, I'd like a chocolate Frosty. I'd say it anyway.
The black Frosty people got upset that they didn't get recognized. Yeah.
So I said, I'd like a chocolate Frosty. And then I remember, I went to the drive-thru window, and then who pops out? Enjoy. She worked at
chicken
Wendy's
wing.
Also.
Now,
yes.
Maybe she had a twin.
I don't know.
Now, wait, did you
when was this? How long ago?
This is
1988.
But 89. No, but when did you go back to Wendy's? In 88?
Yeah, that was all my freshman year.
Have
yes.
you gone back
that was
since?
The same day.
Well, she's not still there, I'm sure.
How do you know?
This is 30 years
you
later.
Didn't go there.
And there's unconfirmed sighting of her in Arby's on Baseline in Tempe.
Stupid
I went to church on Sunday, non-denominational church. We overtook an industrial park. And I was
Who's we?
The guys on the baseball team and my, but it was a born again Christian church.
What would you guys do there? Just like pray together?
It was an actual church. Yeah, it was a born again church. Anthony Manahan was our shortstop, and then Don was there, and he was a friend of ours.
Don.
I'm like, I don't want to give it. Don Alex, good guy.
Okay.
So, but that was, you know, Arizona is very Christian. It can be. And,
sure.
But these were born-again Christians. So it's kind of funny. Anthony, I remember...
Zombie Christians.
A little bit of that. But Anthony, very good-looking guy.
Thank you.
Tan, had a lot of sex.
Bisexual,
lifestyle.
Maybe? A little bisexual?
No.
Okay.
No, not at all.
Okay.
So then he changed his life around. He goes, I'm not doing that. And he stopped cursing. And he's still funny. He became a Christian. Then we went to this church and they were healing, and it was just all about positive energy.
Yeah.
I mean, that's where some of the Christianity comes.
So we're getting like the early like influences on Brody as a young man in Arizona at Tempe, which is known as Cocaine University. Obviously you didn't partake
Never
in
did it,
it.
Never
but you were
it.
On the outside and you had a friend and you loved Christ and you just got positive.
Yeah. Don would say, turn a negative into a positive.
I respect the shit out of that, dude.
He was my RA when I first met him in 1988, and he said, Brode, let's turn a negative into a positive. Yeah, so we always had these little, we would push each other. It's just fun. And then it would carry over to the baseball team because all the guys, and that's where the roots of that came in. And when we would get yelled at, you're in trouble. You're going to run. All right, you're going to make the pitchers run. So we're running and go, enjoy it. We love running. And then we'd be running because I was not good at running. So it was like I didn't just was all of a sudden this – I was always positive energy guy.
Yeah.
I became that, and I started to get better results.
I love
it. Happier.
Positive energy is much better. Speaking of positive energy, Brody Stevens probably going to be somewhere – entertaining people, whether locally or globally. Let's hear it. It's time for...
Hang on.
It's time for... Gates Out of the Gate!
Yes! Gates Out the Gate! Gates Out the Gate! Gates Out the Gate! I like this song. Chief Daryl Gates.
No, we don't want to get... He brought Vietnam style to the hood and wasn't good. Listen, Brody, where are you going to be?
When?
Next month. Because you won't. Who knows when you'll be back at the show? Let's do
I'll
next
back,
month.
I'll and... come back. Is let's set this thing up.
Yeah.
I will be. I don't know if when you'll. Well, for those who hear this now, I'll be at San Diego for Comic-Con.
Oh yes.
I'm gonna be doing,
where are you at?
I'm going to be doing something with the Sci-Fi Channel and Will Arnett.
Oh, awesome!
Yeah, I'm doing PA work. I'm getting to do audience warm up for that.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so that would be fun. It's outdoors, and I'm just I'm going for.
You're working in your craft, and that's all that matters. Yes,
there is something that matters about that. But I kind of just
to you today.
I just wanted to get down there and have a place to stay because I know
great.
It's a madhouse.
It's great,
and I work. It'll be maybe an
the
hour.
Bitches be
or
bumping,
so
bro.
Well, I'm kind of celibate at this moment, but I like the look.
We'll get to that because
Brody, if some gorgeous San Diego chick said, "I need this heat now," you wouldn't throw her a fastball.
Yes, I would.
Okay,
I'd throw her a two-seamer.
All right, we'll get into that a little later. But you're gonna
consumer.
Be at Comic-Con. You'll probably do some pop in some places.
I think there's a show.
Yes,
I think there's a show on Saturday night. That we're doing down there. Comedy show? I'll tell you more when I find out about
that.
And I'm usually at the comedy store, and I do the satellite, do some of the rock clubs here in L.A. I don't really go on the road that much. It's kind of I don't think club owners like me.
I just Brody
out of the gate.
We'll get into a little later.
Yeah, let's do that.
I mean, I would
like
love
drama,
to
right?
book you on the road. I would like the guy that books you on the road because you shouldn't play comedy clubs. You're in an evening with Brody Stevens.
You got
That's
it.
What you need to do.
That's I understand that.
Jason, do you have? Can I go to my dates? Because you have the most dates out of anybody.
I got booked a whole bunch of stuff, but I think I got to fire my manager because some of these are really bad.
Guys, as you know, comedy in my life has been going great. I'm obviously at the Comedy Store. To Wednesday night and Sunday night this week. But as you guys know, the Big Naughty Show every Friday and Saturday night at the Sin City Theater in Planet Hollywood at Las Vegas every Friday and Saturday night. Come on down. The first week was great. Super excited. People love the show. I did get a bad review. I'll get into that. But that's okay. I don't care.
So you're playing Planet Hollywood every Friday and Saturday?
Yeah.
It's a residency?
Yeah.
Awesome. Is that the news?
Yeah. No, I got other news coming.
That's great.
Thank you.
I love Planet
Hollywood.
Brody,
if you're in Vegas and you want to do a spot, you hit me up. I'll throw you up in my show.
Oh, it's a guest spot. Thanks. You want to book me? Here's a guest spot, Brody.
When I know how much cash I'm working with, of course, Brody. Of course. Do we have to talk business on the podcast between you?
You just offered me a podcast on the podcast.
That's all the podcast has been so far.
No, but it's a mixture of business.
Can you comment?
I know.
Do I get? Okay. Okay. Good, so I'm, that's great.
So that's my whole thing. A lot of great stuff going on. And so once Tebow does his, I got a big announcement. I think you guys will be excited.
That's all you, just Vegas.
That's awesome.
That's it. That's all. That's the game.
I want to go.
Vegas. They might let me start going up in the earlier show there, too. So I'll be doing 4 shows a week out there.
That's great, cool. Sam. I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
I will be at November 4th. I'm at Let's Comedy in Fort Wayne recording my new album, Return to the Red State. There will be 2 shows for that, so look at Twitter for that. I will be working that out at Harvell's. I'll be working that out one night in the Belly Room, and I'll be working that out the 30th through the 1st in La Jolla with Theo Vaughn. So get your dick on all that. I'll be at the Comedy Store this week. And somebody... Okay.
Here are some big ones, guys. Pay attention to these. Get your pen and paper out. You got to hear these days.
October, I'll be in D.C. and Scottsdale. Yeah. Look it up. October, D.C., Scottsdale. Yes.
Want to thank Haley for a dollar Patreon.
Is that Haley D?
Yeah, it's Haley D.
She's great. She supports all. There's so many great fans out there that support all of a lot of the comedians.
Dude, if everyone listened there just at a dollar, we would be able to do everything I wanted to do with this podcast and grow it up huge and make it the number one sports podcast.
And if they would give $5,000 every single person,
that is true.
It would be like crazy.
If half of my Twitter followers gave me 50 cents, how much would that? I have 95,000 followers.
So, you know, $47,000.
That ain't bad.
That's not bad. Let's see if we can make that happen. Guys, these are the last couple dates I have. I'm doing an open mic at the Shithouse all of Leap Year. I don't even know what.
Who books that?
I'll be at the Face Punchline on April Fool's Gold. That's not even a day. I don't know what April Fool's Gold. That's a weird day. Then I'm at the Dewey Decibel Book Store signing copies of the Bible. You say it, I write it. Let's burn in hell forever together.
I like it.
This is a good one. I'll be at the Coenga Public Pool standing on a diving board for long enough to tell jokes to people that aren't sinking. Oh, and I'm at Puke's House of Farts all month judging their famous skunk jump.
Oh, God. That's a full schedule.
Yeah. How is that pool at Coenga? Do they have a open lap, open swim?
Yeah.
I'm serious. The YMCA has you can do laps.
I got to be honest with you. We just ran a poll.
Slide.
How many people want Brody Stevens to have a podcast on the Punch Drunk Sports podcast channel? 81%.
Wow, you ran a poll that quick?
Yeah, we ran a poll.
How?
81% of people.
That's a great
said
number.
Yes.
That's TO.
And the other one, the other percent, think he's too busy to do a podcast. But they want him to do a podcast.
I'm not too busy. I just need structure.
We'll structure it.
Jason, texted me, kept me involved.
Thank you.
Because there was a chance I wasn't going to be here.
I
was going to go. I'm not that guy. I'm not flaky. I just need to be.
Oh, I didn't think you were.
No one says you're flaky.
Bobby Lee's flaky.
I'm not flaky.
Bobby Lee doesn't even call you back.
After he tells you to call him.
Yeah, call me so I can't return your phone call.
Nah, and then he doesn't take the call, and you're just like, now I got to chase this guy.
Why don't you voice text him? Do you do the voice text app?
I do sometimes.
That's just one more thing he can ignore.
Yeah.
Yeah. What are you trying to get him for, the podcast?
No, I'm just saying in the past, past dealings with him in a decade.
Well, now you got Feng Chow. You got another guy.
Because
of
both
know
Asian.
Feng Chow?
Yeah, we had him on the show.
Yeah, they're replaceable. I'm kidding.
Oh,
how dare you? We're the hate. We're the hate.
You guys. Got it.
Just having a good time.
So, I'm going to get into something a little later. Sure. Real quick, because I got somebody calling in. Has he called? Okay. Can I do the big announcement?
Yeah.
The big announcement is Jason Ellis has offered Ari versus Sam Tripoli MMA match October 5th at the Hard Rock Casino in Las Vegas if Ari will accept the challenge.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
Are you serious?
And an octagon.
No, it's in an actual boxing ring.
Okay, all right.
But it's going to be us doing MMA kickboxing.
It's in the pool at rehab.
Yeah.
That's the club.
Oh, God.
October 5th, if Ari accepts the challenge.
Are you serious?
Can I ref?
3 1-minute rounds.
Three. 1 minute rounds. That's doable.
That is so doable. Ari, well, we know what Ari's going to do. He'll go into his, no offense, Brody, Jew negotiations.
How dare you? That's offensive. Get the copy of this video. You'll be hearing from my lawyers.
He'll go into his
AKA his family.
Okay, he'll go into his negotiations, okay? And then he'll try to extend it. But he doesn't understand how hard a minute of sparring is.
I'm in Puerto Rico doing the Puerto Rican Comedy Festival. I can't do it on that date.
So that's the big news, guys. Spread it. Put some pressure on Ari to take the fight. October 5th.
Tweet at him right now. You can run, but you can't hide. That's what the poster should say.
Yeah.
Jew can run, but you can't hide.
August. Guys. August.
Ah, I want you both to just punch each other right at the same time and both get knocked out.
Oh, dude, I got a plan, dude. Like, so that's a big announcement.
Are you? Is there tension between you guys? Have you guys always talked about this?
A year and a half.
You have to understand.
Year and a half, they want to punch each other.
Right. We have bag of bets, and Ari has manipulated me many times, and I've lost the bets. I made bad decisions.
How did he manipulate you?
And the bowling thing, it should have been three games. I let him manipulate me in the five, which caused me to try to save my arm for the last four.
Oh, I was going to say, because you lost the first one, didn't you?
No, I lost the third one.
Oh, is that what you
Because I was trying to save my arm when I should have just gone for murder in that game, and it would have been over.
Save your arm. You're trying to save your arm?
Dude, bowling's hard, bro.
I know, but it's not like throwing 100 pitches. You're just bowling.
What are you talking about?
It is bad, and you're like, you're really good at bowling.
It is.
It's affecting his arm just as much as it's affecting yours.
60? What are they called, innings in bowling? I can't remember what they're called.
Frames.
60 frames. Two pitches, two bowls each. So that's 120.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a
but
lot.
I'm saying it's affecting
him. That's
a lot
of using your arm.
But it's not like he's like Tate Fletcher, like that he's just throwing.
Right.
You know what I mean?
I overthought it.
Did you guys have like the little gutter protectors?
No.
Oh. Gutter guards?
No. It's called bag of bets, Brody. And what we do is when we believe in something, one guy believes something, the other guy believes something, we go to bag of bets.
Like it.
Okay, and it's weird shit.
What was this?
I lost the bowling thing, so I had to watch 2 hours of gay porn.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You sounded excited like, hey, that's cool. Not too bad.
No, so...
Now, let me ask something, Brody.
How was the story? Was there, like, a good character development?
No, it was all compilation porn. It was just, like, Vegas fountains shooting magic.
So what did you do when you were, like, done?
I just cried a little bit. I went home, and just that's it.
Vegas fountain shooting magic. The one I watched had a story. It was a chef that was...
So that was that you had to watch Whitney.
He had to watch an hour of gay porn. We threw back in. I got it. I had to watch 2 hours of gay porn.
So you said,
Jason, don't worry. I'll watch the gay porn.
Once you do it, we throw it back in.
Oh, you throw it back in.
And we double it up.
And we make it worse.
That's right? About. So my negotiation was, it was supposed to be, you do watch gay porn on ecstasy and boner pills.
Oh, my gosh.
But because I'm sober, I negotiate out by bringing tranny porn.
Okay, I get that.
And they thought it was going to be too easy on me to watch because they didn't think tranny porn was gay porn. I'm like, it's dicks and butts by nuts.
What do you mean you negotiate it out?
I'm getting confused by
Meaning
all these
that
labels.
I was able to get out of the ecstasy and just do the boner pill if I didn't watch tranny porn.
Were you on boner pills when you played bowling?
No.
When you played bowling?
I didn't play bowling.
Okay.
When I was bowling.
But what was this at? What was the bet? Like, how did the bowling come about? You go, Ari?
Because I'm a great bowler. I come from a long line of phenomenal bowlers, and I had a bad day.
Who are you, Chris Hardwick?
Such good bowlers that he thought they played innings.
Did you guys get the Chris Hardwick line?
I just was having a brain fart, you
Did you get the Chris Hardwick line when I said,
yes,
are you?
I got it. I'm sorry.
I didn't hear it.
Acknowledge.
I didn't
Tebow's too busy trying to run over your joke to kick in my soul.
Chris Hardwick's a bowler and his father.
Oh, I did know that, actually.
Yes. And they did something where they bowled with Breaking Bad, and I was so jealous. So jealous.
Who are you? Jerome Bettis? Look, he was a bowler.
Yeah,
you know
that was great. That was
and
great.
No acknowledgement. Thanks,
that was great.
Sam.
That was great.
There was a baseball bowler, a baseball player who was pretty good at baseball.
You know,
John Burkett. He was with the Giants.
There's
a
couple
a
bowlers
bowler.
Who are great, like
he's a good bowler.
Chris Paul. Terrell Owens is a
T.O. number 81.
Yes. Can you believe he didn't get in the Hall of Fame? Isn't that shocking and sad and stupid?
T.O.?
Yeah.
No. He's going to have to wait, probably, because when you do that stuff, when you're doing the Sharpie, when you're doing that thing he did on the Star, when you're the inflammatory statements,
constantly getting suspended.
You're going to get, they're going to like keep you out for it. They're going to make you wait. Yep. That's what I think.
No, you're right. That's exactly what it is.
So, why don't you tell our baseball expert with a podcast on our channel what your bag of bets is? You have some going with three people right now.
Ooh.
Oh, I'd have to look them up on Twitter. I don't even remember which ones there are.
What is the bet?
Oh, it's that why didn't you just tell them?
Because I want it's your bet.
Here we go.
It just Cubs win the World Series.
Okay, so Cubs win the World. What's the bet?
That's it. They got the field. I get the Cubs.
And then if they
three
win,
three different fans.
If the Cubs win, what do you get?
Whatever the bet I pulled out of the bag three times, I don't remember. What
Oh, so
it
you
is.
Pull them out?
That's
yes.
what I'm saying. It's an anticlimactic yes. story because I don't remember what it is
yes.
that we pulled out.
Yes. So okay, yeah, it is anticlimactic.
Do you want to have any bag of bets you'd like to do, Brody? Anything you believe in that you bet on? That maybe one of us will take.
You know what? I'm not a betting guy. I don't think I have that betting gene. I don't have that gambling gene in me. I do believe in myself. I have a belief gene. But gambling is, I don't quite understand it all. The numbers, I don't know how it all works. Okay. I like going to the sports book because they have big
TV
screens.
And there's chicks serving drinks with jugs.
There's pretty girls there.
Do
I
you
love...
drink at all, Brody?
Not really. I mean,
You're
rarely.
Just a weed guy.
Because you can do it in the afternoon and you can drive. I mean, initially when I moved back to Los Angeles in 2000, people smoked pot because of the drunk driving. You know, you don't want to be drinking and driving. But now that Uber comes around, I think people are drinking a little bit more. But me personally, I can't really perform drunk. I've done it once or twice, and I'm not. I can't. I
How
just
about
don't.
Coked out of your mind?
Never
you perform
never done
coked out of your mind.
Never done cocaine.
How about PCP?
Do no, you think you but I've done Red Bull. I've been on like Red Bull.
Have you snorted Red Bull before? That's what the kids are doing, I hear.
Nope. I don't even know how to snort. I'd be afraid. The only thing I snort are my snots.
Really? Sounds like you did coke.
Efren. I've never done cocaine because...
Would you take a drug test to admit that?
Put me on any drug test. I'll come up pot. And what else would come up? Maybe some of my supplements, maybe nitric oxide or something.
Would you come up with, would you fail a performance enhancing test?
Possibly.
Because there's been rumors you might be HGHing.
There's might be rumors that you're HGHing. No, I'm not HGHing, but I take.
You're on roids?
No. But I do take nitric oxide and some caffeine supplements that maybe have a banned substance. Maybe.
Why don't you play by the rules, Brody?
Because I'm a lone wolf. I'm 46, and you know that's a great thing about what's out there right now. Because I have a baseline to compare it to. I was 21 playing sports at Arizona State. I'm in better cardio now. I'm stronger now. I'm smarter now. I'm more
You're
flexible
like Phil
now.
Mickelson, right?
Phil Mickelson was a college teammate of mine. We went to school
what?
Together. Yeah.
What?
Phil was a golfer. I played baseball.
Did you know him?
A little bit. He would. I haven't seen.
He walked up. He wouldn't be like Steven Brody. Steven, what's your real name?
Brody. He would know. I mean, he would go by Brody. If he saw my face, and I haven't seen Phil since 90, 91. I always think like, if he saw my face, would he recognize me? I'm going to say yes. He would do a double take.
Can we do a poll on that real
did you
quick?
Have a beard?
By on Twitter,
I did not have a beard. I think you'd get a 50-50 or maybe 60-40. No,
now,
you wouldn't.
Brody, when you were at ASU, those chicks are hot and freaky. Were you just doing weird shit with chicks back then?
No, but I was active in the sexual game.
Yeah, and wait, what does that mean?
Well, I did hook up with girls here, and that wasn't like a crazy out of...
Is there one that got away to you? Is there a chick that you're like, God, man, I should have stayed with that chick?
No, because... I don't think I'm developed enough, at least back then, for a relationship. I couldn't just where I was coming from and where my mind was at. And I still feel I'm going through that a bit, but I can see that I can see the light at the end of the tunnel when I'm going to be able to relax and be open to a relationship. Right now, I'm heavily involved with comedy. I'm making love to Periscope. I'm fondling podcasts. And I'm
let's talk about your Periscope.
I'm taking out Twitter.
You are probably
so stupid.
See, we're having a great time. Go ahead,
Brody. You are doing more Periscope than anybody I know.
You're self-proclaimed Prince of Periscope.
You really are. You're the Persian Prince of Periscope.
I am the Prince of Periscope. I'll tell you, that basically came out of not podcasting on a regular basis, and also. Getting not kicked, having my problem with that oddball tour. When I had a problem with not being compensated the way I thought was fair.
Oh yeah.
So I had that moment.
What happened with that?
Well, I had a great experience on the oddball tour, traveling around big amphitheaters. It was fun. It was.
Did you kill it?
I would say in my stage, the side stage, the second stage, where I started the whole everything, yes. I would say of the 40 oddball shows I did from season one and season two, they were all victories. The side stage were all victories. I hosted the main stage 10 times maybe, and I would say 7 were victories. 3, it's a hard gig. 3 were not good or not
Did
fun.
Any big-name comics struggle in the main stage? You don't have to say names, but
no,
did you
I
ever
would
see
think like
able...
there's some guys had like okay sets. Nobody like bombed, but there's guys who had better sets than others or more fun than others.
Who had the best set you saw of anybody there ever?
Oh, I mean, guys had great. I'm trying to think. Guys had great sets. I mean, Chappelle was great. Louis was good. Sarah had some good moments. Hardwick, D'Elia. Hannibal. I mean, they're all, it's so big, that amphitheater. It's just a huge, right. There's so many moving parts. Everybody did well. Is this something to play? You've played the big shows. You just kind of have to take a, let them laugh and come back to you.
Jokes breathe.
But I'm so like, I get nervous and I'm up there, and that's why I would get flustered sometimes.
Afterwards, any chuckle fuckers just throw you some game?
They're
like, hey, you got that stage credit? Girls want to be with a famous guy? Anybody throw you heat?
Not really, but I wasn't putting that out there. You know, same thing now. I'm really not putting that out there to where I want to. I mean, I don't want. I like to get my sleep. I like to get on the internet. I don't want drama.
Do you watch porn at all, Brody?
Yes. I mean, I watch basic just like anybody else now.
Like, what's the number? What would you, hours a day?
I don't watch it during the day, really.
Okay, at night.
Before I go to bed.
How much porn do you watch? Let's say in a week.
Hours. How many
Honestly,
hours a day
are you
do
asking
you watch
how porn? Much? How many days do I masturbate?
Yeah.
These days?
Yeah.
4 to 5 times a week is all?
Text That's not standard.
Bad. I can go That's 10 days without masturbating.
You can go 10 days?
I think so.
Is that your record?
You don't go crazy?
No, because... No. No, I just forget about it. I go, oh, I didn't masturbate.
I can go about, I don't know, 45 minutes.
45 minutes. But I'll be honest with you.
I'll get before we're done with the show.
How many times a day do you beat off, Jason?
Jason?
What?
How many times a day do you beat off?
A day?
Yeah.
0.7.
Okay.
Okay, that's a
good. I respect that.
Now, here's the deal. When I'm on Red Bull or 5-Hour Energy or not on these heavy meds, I feel I'm open up. I am more sexual. I am doing
some... You're getting horny.
I'm doing some afternoon jack sessions. Very aggressive. Okay.
Who do you think about when you're doing afternoon jack sessions? Is there any, like, comic we know, like a female comic, like you just want to go balls deep on?
I want to know about this very aggressive part.
Just like, you know, MMA, kettlebell.
Jesus Christmas.
Is that a kettlebell or my penis?
Wow.
Let's go.
It's very.
Are you worried about that? Because I heard like retarded kids jerk off. They're so strong. Sometimes they hurt their dicks.
I've stretched,
so
you know.
Strong.
I would say that the Lexapro.
Caller, hold on.
When people talk about how they
Caller,
do affect your sexual.
Yeah.
I think it does because I've cut back on the Lexapro against my doctor's orders. No, I'm kidding. I still take the Libmictal. But good. I definitely feel that I'm more...
Libmictal sounds like a DJ from France.
Oh, yeah. He's good. He's got... No, Libmictal is actually epilepsy. It's for epilepsy, and it's an off-label bipolar maintenance. I'm not bipolar. Everybody's
bipolar.
Do you
have epilepsy?
Not now.
My dad does.
Oh, he does?
Yep. I saw a million.
Is that why you're wearing the sunglasses?
I just always do. You know why? Because here, I'll tell you.
Seizure.
I have really old eyes.
No, you don't.
My eyes look so old.
No,
now.
They don't.
I feel so old.
You don't look old.
I feel old.
That's on you.
I'm the same. Like Brody, I'm so like you. And we got a caller calling in. I'm going to get to him. I'm so like you. I just want to go to bed. These girls are walking around. I was in Vegas. You know, I mean, I'm with Dana, so none's happened, but I'm not even intra. I just want to go sleep.
But would you rather, because Sam, you're on a mission. You're on,
a mission to mercy.
You're on a mission to make your mark, and you have in stand up, and there's more that you want to do. You're driven by stand up. You want to leave a mark. You want to have a legacy.
Yeah.
So do I. I like walking into the comedy store and go, hey, that's Brody. This is, because I put the time in. That's what I'm here for. That, you can't explain it. It's not like, oh, you're here for that feel. And I know what it's like to not have that feel. I have that feel now. That's what I'm in for. I, sure, you want girls, but that's not my main. Of course, I mean, if you ask me deep down, yeah, of course, it would strives us. But you pull back from that. I want the respect of comedy. And from what I learned growing up, it's like you have to be completely dedicated to it.
Well, mm-hmm. I know you're loved. Speaking of being loved,
that was quick.
Joining us. No, we'll get more into it.
I know.
I just got to get calling you. Join us live from the Republican National Convention in Cleveland. He is now on the All Things Comedy, the Punch Drunk Sports Comedy Network. Please welcome Chad Zumach. Are you there, Chad? Zuman.
What network am I on?
You are on Punch Drunk Sports. You're here with Brody Stevens, Jason Tebow, and you're live in the mix in Cleveland.
Yeah, what's up, Chad?
I want to say I'm such a big Brody Stevens fan. I actually take, when the doctor gave me Lexapro, you were the first guy I thought of. I'm like, I'm more like Brody Stevens now. I love it.
You got it.
You got 20. Good one. Me personally, I've tapered down a little bit. But, Chad, you sound great. Continue. Don't make any changes without contacting me.
Oh. Absolutely. Yeah, I'm here at the Republican National Convention. Sam, let me tell you something. Cleveland has been the hotbed of all news lately, and right now this town looks like the city the Russians invaded in Red Dawn. There's guys walking around with M60s, tanks.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
I was I went to when Al Gore was running for president way back in the day. I came down, and they did it at the Staples Center. It was a military zone.
Good. It needs to be.
It was crazy.
Go ahead, Chad.
I was at the Cavaliers parade where there was 1.3 million people in attendance. As you can imagine, that was the most people inside of Cleveland there ever was. But right now, it's a completely different city. It looks like a military zone. You can't even get downtown. I'm going to see the Prophets of Rage tonight with my friend Chuck D from Public Enemy,
awesome.
Tom Morello, Brad Wilk, Timmy C. It's going to be amazing, and I can't wait to Rage Against the Machine.
I went and saw Rage Against the Machine played here, and it was fucking fun. And I'm like, this is so surreal. Like, it is, because people come to protest and get crazy, and they just have barriers after barriers after barriers. It's such an interesting thing. It's just like you just see really what they think of the mass populations. They are scared of them. The people in
there was a shooting outside this venue 4 days earlier where 6 were shot, so I'm kind of scared.
Yeah.
I'm going so I can report back to Punch Drunk. I'm doing this for the show.
Oh, my God.
And right now,
dude, Chad,
right
he's
now,
in harm's way.
If you get shot, imagine what our ratings will be. Can you call in while you're being shot?
Will you guys pay for my SoundCloud?
Yes.
You're breaking up.
So, Chad, where are you now in regards to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? Because that's I know where that is. That's where they keep that Nickelback tour jacket. So where are you in reference to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and the football stadium?
I'm staring at Cleveland Browns Stadium. I'm probably approximately 1.3 miles away. I see the downtown area from my visual. I'm on West 25th. That doesn't help you guys at all. But it gives me an idea that I can't get into the action. I can't get there. I just saw comedian Roy Wood Jr. He's here from The Daily Show. Daily Show is broadcasting live. Weekend Updates here broadcasting live with Colin Jost and Michael Che. It's a star-studded event amongst comedians.
Oh, my God. And you're in the mix, dude. You see Eric Andre fucking around with what's
Alex
his name?
Jones.
Asking him he wanted to bang his wife.
It's a little too sexual.
That guy has
no fear.
No fear. No, zero fucks to give.
Alex Jones, I know. He's good.
You like him?
Are you talking about Alex Jones or Eric Andre?
Eric Andre.
I love Eric Andre, and I like Alex Jones, too. I know he's crazy,
right? Getting in Karl Rove's face. Karl Rove is an evil fuck.
I saw a picture of them. They were arguing?
Yes.
Oh, really? Over what?
Because Alex Jones is convinced, and I do agree with this to a point, that this whole Trump campaign is a false flag. It's not a real campaign. And that's why he just everything keeps blowing up in his face, because I think he doesn't want to win. I think he really doesn't give a shit. And he's just, this is
why?
The best way.
But why is it a false, define, what are the false flags? I hear
well,
that
false
term.
Flags are where, like, things that happen, that, and they're like, they're meant to be a flag, but they're false flag, meaning that some evil, something evil behind
okay,
it.
Okay, got it.
Made it happen
got
on
it.
Purpose. That's not what it's saying it is.
Got it.
And that's my theory, that the Clintons put him out because they knew he was so outlandish and so popular from his TV shows just being around that he would bury all those guys, that all those other dudes wouldn't be able to handle him
right.
in debates and stuff.
And they haven't so far.
And he just lit them all up, and that he's actually just there to help her get elected.
That's what he thinks.
That he doesn't even want to be. I mean, maybe there's a part of him that wants to be, but it's just a suicide mission. And look how bad he's polling, and she barely is beating him. Barely. I mean, it is neck and neck, and it shouldn't be this close. She is so bad. It's my theory on why.
He should be crushing her.
No, she should be crushing him if she was a legit, like,
but
human
she,
being.
She isn't. She's a bad. She's not. She's got some negative
people
qualities.
People are so worried about his rhetoric.
I'm not.
And
should
what
I?
He's saying. And this wall, when they actually take a look at what the Clintons have done, it's been detrimental.
Everybody
to
knows
this
that
work.
With common sense. But there's so much you can't.
We live
hate.
In fear of what is going to happen, but we don't want to look back at what has happened.
They hate and they're scared. I talk to these guys. I play these progressive shows. You talk to them one on one, and Chad, are you still there?
Yes,
stay. Are you in shelter? States.
Well, as of right now, I'm not.
Hey, let me ask you a question about Cleveland since we got here. How is the vibe? Is it more on the streets? Is it more anti-Trump and RNC, or is it more pro?
Great question, bro.
Yeah.
Well, it's 50-50 right now. Yesterday, Tom Morello from Rage Against the Machine, he organized a peaceful walk, and it was a huge protest outside the queue. But it's which walking into the queue, you got a lot of progressive people shouting. All walks of life. It's really kind of scary. It does. Honestly, it doesn't feel like Cleveland. It feels like we're in another city, another
state. It feels
state.
Like Detroit?
Yeah, just like Detroit. But let me see, what are your guys' thoughts on Scott Baio speaking on behalf of Donald Trump yesterday?
I didn't see the speech.
Dude, there's people like him. Like, Rob Lowe is really conservative. Like, he really doesn't like Obama. It's like, it's just very interesting where they stop giving a shit about what Hollywood thinks.
I tell you, I think there's a lot of people in Hollywood that you don't realize that are conservative.
Well, because
Scott Baio's still in Hollywood?
Yeah, he is. Well, there's this whole theory that there's this progressive shadow group that will pound on you if you
don't. I
don't
think so.
Well, that's the thought. It's like, why do all these guys do this no on eight when you know they don't really give a shit because they're sucking up to the shadow group that's out there? Why is these guys, these male comics, bitch about how female comics are treated when you know in real life they're scumbags and they treat chicks like shit?
I don't think these guys who complain about the girl comedians getting picked on, I don't think they're scumbags. I just think they're soft.
No, I think they're doing it for alternative motives. I think,
maybe.
One, they're trying to get down girls' pants, and
yeah.
Two, they're trying to suck up to the industry.
So if you want to call that being a scumbag, they're, yes.
I think
I
it's a scumbag
could.
Because you're selling out. Like, I think there's some Benedict Arnolds out there. They're selling guys out and letting guys get treated like shit to fucking kiss up to these chicks and get laid and curry favor from fucking the industry.
I agree, and I think that it's a number of things, but I think it boils down to these guys. If you talk to them one-on-one, they could be soft, and it is out of fear, and it's out of not being in public schools. It's about not playing sports. These guys don't play sports. They didn't go to public
there
school.
There is a theory that
they didn't grow up in the San Fernando Valley.
Private schools are taking that basically run Hollywood. Kids who went to private school.
And look at the kids who go to private school. They're all on drugs. Go to Campbell Hall. Go to Harvard. I don't know about Harvard Westlake so much,
that's
but a lot
Jason's
of these schools,
kids.
They're all on drugs. So I know what goes on. I see the parents. I've been around Jewish parents. I've been around liberal parents. You let them run. You let them run around. They go to school. And they're
doing
drugs.
I would tell you that conservative parents
They're bad too.
Druggies too.
They're bad too.
Kids are going to be kids.
But it's the lie. It's the phoniness of, I've mentioned this on my Periscope, how they live in Brentwood. They're protected. Let's send the kid to private school. It's all.
Yeah.
It's all a scam. It's it all, is. If you look at it,
everybody,
it's all BS.
We've talked about this on this podcast. We'll get back to Chad in 2 seconds. We've talked about this podcast so that people want change as long as they get theirs first. A big example of the Oscars, right? We've talked about this. Why is there no diversity in the Oscars? Because you're going to have to tell one of those people who want to get nominated, oh, we can't nominate you. We got to nominate a black person, a Latina, whatever. And they're not cool with that. But if you give them a nomination, they're like, yeah, give it this, give away that nomination to somebody else. Someone else's nomination to somebody else. It's just the truth. Everybody wants change as long as they get theirs. And it's just the truth. And going
I don't want change. I just want it to go back to how it was in the 80s a little bit and maybe the 90s. Even the 90s. People stop being – I think social – Chad, are you there?
Yes,
are you okay? Are you waiting in line, security line for Prophets of Rage? Are they? Are you a bootleg T-shirt salesman?
No, not yet. But this is an excellent opportunity for Punch Drunk Sports, Ari Shaffir, Sam Tripley, Tebow, Brody. What do you want me to do? I'm a correspondent. I'm on the ground. You guys can have me do something to make some noise.
What should he do, guys? What do we want him to do?
Well, Chad, are you there? You know, are you there? Are you an observer? Are you are you in your journalist mode, or do you really, how do you feel about it? What's your angle?
I'm in journalist mode right now. Now that I'm on air, I'm kind of in journalist mode, so I can do some journalistic things. Or I could do a crazy stunt that might end up on headline news. That might be interesting.
I wouldn't do that. But do you see anybody breaking down barriers? Or is there anybody with is there any anti-Drump?
No, he's Drump.
But I want to get it. Hold on this, Chad. Sam and I were on to something. I go to these. They're not. They're just, you're dealing with people who didn't play sports, and now you have the social media, which is a major issue. It gives the voice. The nerds won social media. They won the internet.
They invented it.
So now you got these guys who didn't play sports, who didn't pitch with passion, who've never been punched in the face, making decisions, and they're telling, so what's your plan? F you, and asking me what my plan is. It's not about plans. It's about morale and energy. You think I have a plan when I take the stage? I put on my Periscope. I go from my apartment to my car to the stage, and I do it because you have to deal with adversity. Everybody could deal with it. It's all perfect, but how do you deal when the crap hits the fan? So F you with your plans. I'm looking for – Chad, can you bring it down for a sec? I'm kidding. But I'm looking for action and morale. We need a Rex Ryan. We need a Tommy Lasorda. Maybe just for 4 years, but something to pick up the spirits of – Can you tell him to stop honking?
Hey, but listen, we went through that with Bush. It's like
it's internet age. Sorry, the internet wasn't around. So now
8 years ago, the internet wasn't around.
Not social media, not Twitter, Facebook wasn't around like this. It's a different age. So it needs to be pulled back.
Yeah, that was like MySpace.
It needs to be pulled back.
Okay, Chad, I think you should just ask people about. Are you upset that in Cleveland, a girl can't give a lap dance? She has to be like 5 feet away.
I have a question.
Tebow, what's your question?
Are you there, Chad?
Chad, are you there?
Yes, Jason Tebow.
Hey,
yes,
walk up to people and go, hey, I have a very important question about all the important things that are happening in Cleveland right now. Do you think RG3 will actually be a good quarterback?
You know what? That's a hot button issue in Cleveland right now.
Is it?
I'm glad you brought that up.
What do people say?
We're not sold on RG3, but then again, coming from Johnny Manziel, we kind of want anything at this point. We're hoping he plays well.
What is he doing in practices? What are people saying? Like, what's he been doing?
This is what's being said. RG3 is coming with an amazing attitude. He realizes this is his last shot. He realized this is where it all. He can make or break his career. So he has an excellent attitude. He's 100% healthy. And we're hoping something comes out of it. But you never know. The Browns doesn't have the best. We don't have the best luck with quarterbacks in the
No
town.
Shit. You guys have had like 18 quarterbacks in the last 10 seasons, I think.
I think this guy is the coach to make it happen. I feel Hugh Jackson is a guy who goes into worlds of shit. He's actually Patrick Swayze of fucking football coaches.
But he's just Derrick Rose.
It's like you could give the greatest coaches in the world to Derrick Rose and be like, it's those knees.
Oh, right.
I mean, he's...
But he did draft a couple guys.
Who?
They got the kid out of USC.
Cleveland?
Yeah.
They got I know. I'm just saying when it comes
Kessler,
to RG3.
Kessler? He's good.
I'll say this about the Cavaliers. I respect them. I also think LeBron James, he made his mark. His legacy is intact.
Yes.
And then some. Not even intact.
Absolutely.
It's solidified.
Yeah.
Yes.
I was, to be honest, I was a little upset when they ran out David Blatt, fellow Jew, fellow Gemini, fellow May 22nder. But
you share a birthday?
Yes, I do, with David Blatt, also Morrissey and Naomi Campbell. And the tennis player, Djokovic.
Yeah. Whoa!
So we all May 22nd guy. Oh, and Tommy John, who invented the Tommy John, surgery.
Have you had Tommy John surgery?
I had Jim Gott surgery. Look it up.
Is what?
Similar. My ligament was not, it was intact, but it was torn away from the bone. So they reattached it to the bone, stabilitized it.
Stabilized it.
But they probably, looking back on it, should have taken the whole ligament out and put a new one in. But it didn't happen, and that's okay.
Do you use your surgery to get chicks? You ever use that? Like, hey, I got this. Almost.
Sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
I go, look at this. I've been through a lot.
Yeah.
I went through therapy. But I was getting at, Jim, you asked me something about.
You're telling me about why you love LeBron and you're a little upset.
Yeah, they, you know, I was... I thought Tyronn Lue, I got to give it up to him. They won. There's no
Tyronn Lue, dude. Okay, tell me if you think Tyronn Lue, Tyronn Lue or David Blatt was there, like, would it be any different, honestly, Chad? Or was it just like, holy shit, LeBron James believes he could do it. And he's like, my legacy, I'm fucked if I don't win this game. I'm fucked. And
well,
I,
you can make it. You can make an argument for both sides, but I really do believe that David Blatt lost the locker room. And you can't make any question. Ty Lue made the necessary adjustments against Golden State. We were down 3-1, and he actually made a great game plan. And I don't think David Blatt would have done that. And we came back and won. It wasn't anything of LeBron James heroics. We had a great game plan. We shut down Steph Curry. We shut down.
Yeah,
Draymond Green.
I have nothing but kudos. For Tyronn Lue and LeBron.
Would you like
James.
Him more if his name was Tyronn Jew?
Very funny.
Thank you.
You got to win. Winning eliminates all that stuff. And good for LeBron, good for Cleveland, good for Tyronn Lue, good for the NBA. It's all positive.
Since 1964, we've never won a thing. So it was so foreign to us. We didn't even know how to celebrate properly. Our parade route was all screwed up. We forgot porta potties. We didn't know what to do.
But
guys always forget porta potties. It's Cleveland.
But you look at the Indians are doing. I feel like the Indians are riding that wave of the Cavaliers, kind of taking that.
Yeah, they're on a nice run. They have one of the best records in baseball.
Got some great young players, and they've got Terry Francona. He's been there with the Red Sox. And you know Cleveland fans, they'll come out and support.
Chad knows the chick that Francona used to bone.
Well,
yeah, I do. Her name's Jen.
Yeah, she's crazy,
What's her last name and phone
number? Is this a secret relationship?
Yeah.
Well, I can't be.
Okay.
I do baseball stuff. Now, okay. Brody, you're involved in a show that I can't do
you're
that.
You're going to be TMZ.
All right, we're done. We can't talk about it. I don't know why I brought it up. I put you in a bad spot.
Yeah, I can't comment on guys' personal lives. I know so much about behind-the-scenes baseball.
Okay.
I have to
Sorry, we got to move on. We can't.
Negative energy.
That was negative energy. Am I right? Jason, how do you address that?
I think it was textbook punch drunk. You might perceive that as negative energy. But we dabble in the dark arts here.
But right? I have to be on the field. I have to rely for access.
I have to keep
my relationships.
Why is Falcone married, by the way?
Francona's not married.
Well, okay, that's the problem. He's banging bitches.
Good for him.
Banging bitches.
Then I'm a part of it. I'm in there.
Let me ask you. If Tony Francona said, listen.
Francona?
What's his name?
Terry Francona.
Terry Francona.
Okay, welcome to Punch Drunk, okay?
Tony Francona.
Yeah.
That's such a mafia fucking, hey, go see Tony Francona. He'll tell you what your mission is.
Now, let's say he goes, listen, Brody, if we go to the World Series, you're our on-field reporter, but you have to have a threesome with me and this chick, Jen. Would you do it?
Yeah. Yes, I would.
Would you?
I don't have to touch Terry, right?
No, you guys just got to DP this chick.
Okay, I'll angle it. I can do it.
Yeah,
but you don't have to be on the bottom.
You don't have to touch Terry, but you got to suck off Tony Francone.
Oh, you son of a bastard. Did I just get set up on Punch Drunk? I've got children followers.
And now that you guys are fucking, here comes Tony Francone. Take off my robe.
I don't want a testicle touch.
Put my hairpiece on. Is that what?
It'd be weird if your tag team and maybe his nut just flips over a little bit and touches
the side
of your leg.
No, I'm deviant. I've been there. I'm not into that. I'm not really into the 2-1-1.
That's the name
stuff.
Of the podcast. I'm
not
deviant.
Either.
But I would, if I had, you know, I'll do it.
Yeah. If the opportunity presented itself. You would double team a girl.
I support baseball.
Let me ask you something.
Baseball, yeah.
What would be your number one comedy threesome? You, a guy, and another chick.
I really don't. I don't want to go there. And I don't.
I will.
What do you think? You're guessing what Brody's would be?
No, I was going to think of what mine was.
Okay,
we all have to answer it though.
Okay.
You have to answer it too.
Okay.
Go first. I'll let me think.
I like to keep it positive, so I don't want
You have to though.
I don't think about. I really don't. I mean, is this one of the?
What about Gabe Killian and? what about? Because it has to be a guy and a girl, right?
Yeah.
Because Gabe Killian's little.
Yeah.
Oh, he wouldn't. Yeah, he would.
But you don't think you'd be hung? Those little guys are hung like a horse. I'm slinging 6 inches, so I don't want to get too blown out of the water.
I'm 3 and crooked.
And I don't have any diseases.
No, who's that?
Gabe Killian.
Okay.
I'm going to go.
Brody, can I open up for you?
So, let me ask.
It's hard.
It is hard. I'm not hard, but it is hard.
I don't think of threesomes. I'm not really into that.
Okay, two chicks, Brody.
Okay.
What two chicks would you like to hook up with at one time? What two female comics? Big names? Unknown.
Okay. I'd like to be with Lisa Lampanelli and Amy Schumer. No, I'm kidding.
Schumer wouldn't be bad.
No, he's
I think Amy Schumer 8 years ago is who you wanted to fuck. You don't want to fuck rich and titled Amy Schumer.
What's going on here? There are some attractive comedians. I don't really dabble in that world.
You don't dabble in the dark arts of threesomes?
No, I don't.
Would you date another comic? Or do you just you don't shit where you eat, as they say?
What's with the graphic talk? All of a sudden, it's gone dark. And is this the third hour of the like craziness? I don't go out of my way to. No, I'm not really. I don't do the. I have been intimate with some comedians.
Okay,
but I don't really put my energies in that area.
Chad, who would you have a threesome with?
I forgot Chad was on the phone.
Chad, are you okay?
Yeah. Melissa McQueen and Christina Walkinshaw.
Oh, nice. Are they there?
No. Who's the other one?
Wait, that was your...
I saw
Chad,
Melissa McQueen
recently.
You
should get a thong and do interviews with people in your thong.
I saw Melissa McQueen recently.
Yeah, she's great.
I haven't seen her in a
while. She's married.
Yeah.
She's married to a guy who looks like he was on Mad TV. He looks just like one of the guys from Mad TV, but he isn't.
Who? Adam Ray?
No,
Amir
yeah.
K.
Yeah, yeah.
They're on the new Mad TV.
Yeah, would you like to be on the new Mad TV?
I wouldn't be against it, but I don't really.
What'd be the number one show you'd like to be on?
If a show that's on right now,
yeah,
Autopsy.
What show is that?
It's just where I just want to be the dead body that they're cutting through, and like, man, how did this guy live so long? There's a payphone in his esophagus. What the hell's going on here?
If you were to ask me,
I just did.
What?
Hey, can I say, Brody, your TV show that you had was phenomenal. I watched every episode. You did a great job.
Yes!
Thank you, Chad. I appreciate
it. Chad, did you see the time he had that tranny on? That he met her on my podcast.
Sam set that up.
Yeah, but I didn't get on the show.
Venix Lux.
Look at Sam producing the show. Producing.
You'll get on the next one. God, is that what you're holding against me?
I never hold anything against you. My feelings are hurt, though.
Don't be. It wasn't personal. And I don't even remember it. So here's the deal, Sam. What were we talking about?
We're talking about what threesomes you want to have.
No, then you said something else before that. Dating girl. I forgot what we were talking about.
Oh, dating female comics.
I kind of forgot what it got disrolled. Everything got. I was on
a
roll. I was on to something.
Yeah.
Would you date anybody? You know, for years you've done audience warm up. You're one of the best in the game. would you ever date somebody like on one of the shows? Not necessarily the host, but like maybe makeup artist. Do you not date where you work, or you don't?
I'm open to that. I've just
Brody. What about Chelsea?
Mm.
I had a good relationship with Chelsea.
Would you hit it?
Yeah, I would.
Yeah,
she's such. Of course, I'm into Aryan-looking girls.
Why? You like really white people, huh?
I mean, I want to be with like a German girl or
why?
Because
you role play Nazis. German,
so because what if she's a soldier?
I think.
From the 20s.
I think that if I marry a girl that looks like me, maybe another dark Jew, the kid's going to be too hairy.
A Muppet?
Yeah, I can't do it for the child.
You're just going to give birth to Chewbacca?
Right. Exactly. I don't want him to go through what I went through with ingrown hairs.
No, it would be Gonzo, dude. It would be Gonzo.
Oh, you're saying my nose big, too.
No,
see, imagine.
I'm saying her nose is big. Yours is perfect.
I've been called Squidward on several occasions.
Whoa, that's mean.
It hurts.
That is mean.
I don't want a child to go through that, so I'm looking for like a blonde girl from Finland with smooth skin.
Let's get rid of Chad, because Chad's got to go do a thing for us. Chad, I want you to ask people what they love about the people you think they hate. Go up to really old white people, ask what they love about black people. Go to really liberal white people, ask what they love about Aryan white people. You know, just try to find where the love is.
Walk around to those people and ask them if they know where the white water fountain is.
Chad, there's a pot belly around the corner from the flats. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Check it out. Tell them Brody sent you. Take an extra bag of chips on me.
By the way, Chad is the king of free ass shit.
He is?
Yeah. Yeah.
How? He talks his way into it?
You should do a podcast about that.
Here's what I want you to do, Chad. I want you to go up to people and break fake news to them.
Okay, I'll record the audio and
break fake news to them. Break something. Break some fake news. That, like, Trump
audio.
Is getting divorced, or...
Go up to people and say, hey, did you hear that there wasn't a shooting today in Denver?
Was there?
No, just say wasn't.
Yeah, ask him fake news. Just bring up the fakest news possible.
Have fun with it. Be safe. And, Chad, I know you're an Indians fan, and this is going to... You know, my first... When I played... You know, we've talked about baseball. It's a through line of today's...
You played for a while, is that correct?
Well, I played actually Little League.
Yes.
Out in Tarzana,
yes.
Little League. Uh-huh. And the first team I was on...
The Tarzana Jungle Bunnies.
No.
I'm guessing names.
Worse.
What is it? I know it's bad.
The Indians.
Now, do you feel
I was on the Indians.
I think they should change...
No.
The Redskins. Do you think they should change Redskins?
Just
yes or
do
no?
it. It's been enough uproar.
Exactly. Sam Tripoli.
Yes.
Do you really think that?
No.
You think they should stay the Washington Redskins?
No, I don't.
I say change it. Just to do it, whatever.
I say change it. It's like...
Who cares?
Well, because they want to keep their trademark and their knuckleheads.
Well, they trade the Washington Bullets to the Washington Wizards.
Yes, yeah,
And who's Bullets offending?
Well, it was in D.C. and
I know, but it's not offensive.
But it makes you think of violence.
Always made me think of something fast.
Well, yeah.
I mean, there's a bunch of... There's somebody said...
When I was a kid, I always thought that was just something
fast. Red Rangers or something that sounds just like Redskins? Red Kings. The Red Kings. That's much better. It sounds like Redskins. It's Red Kings.
There you go.
Red Kings, the Red Kings.
Oh, they're good.
Or whatever. I mean, you can even, like, I think it's...
Why do they have to change?
Potawatomi Indians or whatever the fuck.
But Florida started for that. Florida State doesn't. I understand there's whole
connections. Well, I think that Florida State works on... I think a lot of those college teams do a money share with those tribes that they're named after.
Seminole Casino.
I'm sick of all. I just so stupid.
Yeah, but dude,
it's offensive.
I've said this before. I'm about to say something that does not pertain to Brody. He does not co-sign what I'm about to say.
Okay, here we go,
dude. If it was called the New York Niggers,
whoa!
Or the fucking Kansas City Kikes,
wow,
or the fuck, or any of that shit, it would be gone.
It would be
gone. This is the fucking Redskins. It's no different.
It would be
than
gone,
that.
And it should be gone.
It needs to be gone, dude.
Because
look, Fresno faggots,
so what about
it should be gone.
What about redskin potatoes? That's racist, then.
No, it's not.
Well, you just said it was racist.
No, it's redskins.
You just compared,
and they don't show
you compared redskin potatoes to black people. That's wrong, Sam.
I did not say
you
that.
You compared them to food.
Yeah, where did I do that?
If it's offensive, there was a baseball team called the Crackers. I always wanted to get a hat of theirs, but it was like back in the day team.
Yeah, but Crackers doesn't have any historical.
And it doesn't offend
it does.
Me.
Crackers
it doesn't offend me.
Kind of does.
What?
That's the name.
When were we oppressing Crackers?
I'm just saying Cracker. If somebody,
it's my reason why I don't.
I don't have a problem with it, but I could see like
it's
Cracker.
It's not offensive.
It's not offensive because I don't get offended. I don't get offended
but
by.
But there's
kite.
No historical.
It's hard to
oppression associated with the word Cracker.
It comes from when an African American says Cracker. It's not coming from a positive experience.
But it doesn't hurt my feelings
because
my race
no time
to
you ride above it.
No, it's
because
my
they never
race
oppressed Crackers. Crackers
right.
never had to work in fields.
Exactly right.
Crackers never had to go through separate.
Well, I went to Reseda High School. This Cracker got bust. This Cracker got picked on. This Cracker got thrown in the.
Cops weren't calling you Cracker and
I got,
cracking you.
I've been detained four times.
Dude,
in the
I
last
got pulled over
years.
16 times you, while I've been in L.A.
And were you? Have you been shot?
No.
Well, there you go.
Have you been shot?
I've been pulled out of my car and handcuffed. Have you been handcuffed?
Yes.
How
yes.
many times of those 14?
A couple times.
I've been handcuffed four times.
Yeah.
Starbucks, my house, right there out in front of the Karate Kid mural.
Yeah.
And what was the other one? Those are the three times.
And they never handcuffed
then,
you when you were
and
in?
And I talked my way out of it
yeah.
because I'm a good
Why?
Guy. Why? Because I'm a good guy.
Why'd you get handcuffed?
Because
you're white?
Probably. Yeah.
Really,
yeah.
Brody?
Here's a
really?
White, here's a white guy off his meds. He's a danger.
Okay.
Get
How
the
about
cops.
Guy off his meds? Let's take out white. How about just dude off his meds? I understand.
How come
I
didn't get shot? Because I didn't resist. Handcuff me.
Because
but I'm a good
no
guy.
There's no history, Brody.
There's my history. I'm
yeah,
born in 1970.
We're not talking like 250 years.
No, I'm not.
Of
Nobody was here.
Of systematically trying to fuck you.
I don't know. I don't think so.
I do know.
All
There's
right.
history. Jim
Here's the deal. Here's the deal. People went after Jews. There's something called the Holocaust.
Yeah.
Everybody
and
hates Jews.
I know
Jews.
That because there's 90 fucking
Every.
Movies about it.
Everybody hates Jews.
Couple
and you know what?
Nobody hates
Couple
Jews.
Yes, they do,
Who
Sam.
Hates Jews?
It seems like you do right
Who?
Now.
I don't hate Jews
Keep
at all. I
Here's
love banging Jews.
Rolling.
My girlfriend's
the,
Jewish.
Well, smart move. Let me tell you something.
Okay.
Okay, here's the deal.
I kind of hate them.
It's
nah.
known that the
I hate
world,
a few of them.
It's known that the world
Ari.
Hates Jews. All I'm getting at is, Sam,
the
when
world
people hate me, you know what I do?
Yeah,
I write
about.
More jokes. People hate
right.
me, I go exercise.
Right.
People
right.
hate me, I save
Ari,
it for
I
the
do,
stage.
I hate.
Oh, you call me Ari.
Joe, listen,
Who did?
Brody. I
this
did.
Good,
I'm
Sam.
Asking. Brody, I wrote about this last time on Facebook. Let me just hear me out.
Okay?
Here's what's going on, man. Being a cop is a really hard job. There's no other gig where you go where you might, every day, you might get shot. And that is a hard thing to go through. So there must be respect for the job. Because if anyone thinks there shouldn't be cops, go watch The Purge. That's what's going to happen if there's no cops. What happens when the lights go out, the traffic lights go out, and chaos breaks out? That's going to be on a much bigger scale if you got rid of cops. We need cops. You need cops to regulate this gig, okay? But you also can't discount the fucking oppression that fucking the police force did to the black community. It is real. It is systematic. And it runs deep. You have to do some research. It's real shit, man. We're talking just going into ghettos, cracking skulls, kicking in doors, trying to intimidate
why?
People.
Why?
Why? Because they, for a couple
Tell
reasons.
Tell me why.
Well, one was they didn't want equality. They didn't want them voting on stuff. Jim Crow laws were systematically made so blacks could not vote when we made them, quote unquote, fucking equal.
Well, I don't think like that.
Okay, that's because that's what I'm going down to. Is like everybody, when they think of the cops, how to treat the blacks, they're like, well, they don't do that to me. You see it all the time in comedy. When there's like, and I'm just making up, when there's a booker, right? There's a booker out there that is known for being treating comics like shit. But he treats you
Can
nice.
Can I raise my hand?
No, let me finish this.
Go ahead.
So when this booker treats you like shit and people go, hey, this cunt over here is treating everybody like shit. This bitch is talking to people like they're fucking lower than scum. But you go, but she treats me so nice.
Yeah.
She treats me nice.
Hey, yeah. Sam,
so that was in for. Hold on. So
real quick?
Let that in first.
I'll be at the Omaha Funny Bone Thursday through Sunday. No, go ahead.
Okay, go.
All right. So when she treats everybody else, but she treats you nice, you're like, well, that can't be. She treats me nice. And people say all the time, well, he's really nice to me. And he discounts what anybody else is going through.
Well, okay. You want me to say?
Yeah.
Why do they treat me good? Because I have goodness in my heart, and I'm focusing on the good. People focus so much on the bad.
Because you fit into something they accept. If you
what
don't
do
fit
I fit
in
into?
That,
I was a white
they
Sam.
They might like you.
Here's the deal. I'm a white
They like something about you,
but
Brody.
Here's
you
the
are
deal.
Very much loved by people.
Because I'm a nice guy.
Yeah, but you're nice. You fit in the You're a nice
How
guy,
How do I
yes.
fit in? Jewish? Not Okay, I fit in with everybody because I'm Jewish, not bar mitzvahed. Comedian playing baseball. I went to Arizona State. Here's the deal. I was a white
so
guy.
So you're saying that
I'm
people
Jewish guy. Go,
who get treated like shit.
Try and be Jewish in Arizona.
Like shit.
Try to be a Jewish baseball player
you're
in
saying
Arizona.
The only reason people treat other people like shit is because those people are bad people?
No, I don't
and
think
And the energy
that.
They put out deserves
I
that?
I think there's some of that, yeah.
But
when you put out negative energy,
that.
You pull in negative stuff. Yeah, there's a lot of it.
So you're saying, Brody,
yes.
that the fucking... The police brutality in the black people in the early 50s and early than that was brought on because black people were being fucking outrageous and disrespectful. And there wasn't systematic racism going on there.
I can't speak on what went on in the 30s
because
and 40s.
Because
it's going and
back to what is going on with you when you look back at historical documents.
I'll look back at the 70s. And I still feel the same way.
Because
don't go
it
back.
Doesn't happen to you, you're upset. You're going, well, that can't
but
happen.
But it did happen
because
to
because it doesn't
but
happen
Sam,
to me.
I went to school in L.A. I got bussed. I've been all around black people. I've been all around white people as a Jewish guy. So I know what it's like to be called Jew, big nose. I know what it's like to have Mesa police, white guys, Aryans, stare me down and threaten me to take me to trespass. And I had to talk my way out of it. Why? Because I'm a good guy. And if I acted up and got emotional like I am here, which I'm not, I would have been arrested. But I haven't been arrested because I'm not bad.
But right there, you're even saying there were people who didn't like you because of who you were.
So what? I just rise above it. That's why the Jews are successful.
But you can't rise above
why,
it.
Why can't you?
Because you got lucky
why?
That those
I
dudes
got lucky?
Listened to you
no, I didn't
and
get
didn't
lucky.
Crack your skull.
So
that doesn't always
you're telling
fucking
me,
happen.
You're telling me I got lucky when the Karate Kid, they came and pulled me out of my car. You're telling me I got lucky when seven cops burst into my house and took me to UCLA Medical Center. You're telling me I got lucky when two other cops were sent to my house because I said I had I joked about a gun. You're saying I'm lucky? Because
yeah, they didn't
no,
shoot
it's
you.
Because I know how to comply and act, and I have a good heart. So, thank you. So
no
I've,
way, bro.
Yes way.
You're saying that everybody...
I'm not saying everybody. Not everybody. Not every. I don't talk about
centuries.
Centuries.
Why? Because you're discounting history that didn't happen to you. That's why.
I wasn't around. How
you're
could it happen?
You're talking
how
that
could something happen to me when
Jews.
I was? This is what I'm
you're
dealing.
You're talking about people hate the Jews.
They do. It's written everywhere.
Okay, so
everywhere.
Hold on,
the
hold on.
World.
Hold on. So that history's okay for you because it affects you.
No, it
because,
doesn't. Yeah, it doesn't affect me. I just keep doing
it. You're
doesn't
you're,
affect me,
you're
Sam.
You're totally flipping.
Why do you let things
what
affect you?
Say.
You?
You're
I didn't say
saying that the
me.
World hates the Jews.
Yes, they do.
And that people are mad at you because you were a Jew.
Yes, they
are. What I say goes, hey, that might happen cops to black people. You totally discount that.
I don't get worked up when people say
you
they hate me.
You don't get worked up on
name
that.
Name it.
You just said
you're more
you're
worked up. Sam, you're more worked
because
up than me.
You pick in history that applies to you.
I didn't live in the 60s. I didn't live in the 50s. I apply my history.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And
that's
the history.
What I'm saying.
But the history
so
in the back.
If it doesn't happen to you, it doesn't count.
Hold on. If it doesn't, how can it? So no, it doesn't.
Then that's
not
wrong.
To me. Not
that's
my
wrong.
Life.
Then that's wrong.
Okay.
That's a wrong way to live life. Because
I'm
not everybody gets treated.
So you're telling me
the same
when I talk to a black guy who's my age, I have to worry. I have to take responsibility for what happened
in
the 30s
and
40s.
No, that's not what I'm
that's
saying.
That's what you just told me to
no,
do.
No, that's not what
you
I'm saying.
You just told me to.
No,
then
what
did
I'm
you
saying
say,
is
Sam?
You have to recognize and respect
I do recognize.
That there was a history of fucking police cracking skulls.
Why? Tell me why they did.
There's a couple reasons. Right? Why, Brody?
Yeah,
why, Brody, is in the 80s was a fucking vial of fucking crack this fucking small get the same fucking sentence as, like, a kilo of cocaine?
How about don't do crack or cocaine?
That's not what we're talking
about. It's not
world. That's not. See,
then,
there you go,
you know what?
Brody.
Then I rise above it.
No, that's not it.
I don't deal with crack.
Systematic. They wanted to put black people in the jail.
Who's they?
It's the fucking people in privatized prisons. Okay? That's
all
a
right.
big
Everybody's fucking involved in this.
Yeah,
everybody.
It is,
I disagree.
It is, dude.
Disagree.
You're just discounting it.
Hey, it happened to me. I'm a Jewish guy.
Oh, there
big
we go
nose,
with the Jewish
Squidward.
Thing
I'm just telling
there you.
You.
Go.
In
You're
Mesa.
You're using a history that
Sam,
applies to you.
Sam, my history was 4 months ago. My four-month history was I had two
so
Aryan
4 months,
white guys.
Before 4 months ago, you're saying nobody hated the Jews. You're saying
I'm
that.
I'm saying people have always hated, and they continue.
But you use that history to justify how you think you get treated.
Wait, hold on. Justify.
Yeah.
No, not history. Oh, see, just a fact. No, no. No, no. Hold on.
You
I take that back.
No.
I didn't say history. I take that back.
It's very narrow-minded, man.
Well, then that's why you're not Jewish.
That's fine.
That's why.
I'm Armenian. We have a Holocaust, too. And there's been one movie about it.
Make another. You're booking shows at the Hollywood Casino. Maybe you should make a movie about
make
it.
Make another.
Sam, the last thing, all I'm saying is what happened to me there. I'm not saying, I recognize
right.
oppression. I
right.
get that.
It's something
I get
that
it.
You, it's just like, I get it, dude. Yes,
I
these
drove
guys
a Pinto.
Should listen to cops.
I drove a Pinto. Every day, the black kids, the Persian kids, the girls would pick on me. I was oppressed. So I ain't giving up shit.
But, dude, I know that, and that's
so,
your experience.
Yes.
But you're discounting a history.
I'm not
that
discounting
happened.
Anything.
You are.
What am I, freaking Walmart? Price markdowns? I don't discount. I'm not going to argue about what happened with 1900 with both people who weren't there. We're not there. Sorry.
But that doesn't mean it didn't
they
happen.
They didn't have
There's
social.
There's books.
What happened?
There's books. I
what
told
happened?
You what happened, and you cut me
okay,
off.
Okay, then why
every
is it
time?
Still happening? I didn't cut you off.
Because it's systematic, dude. It's deep in there.
Okay.
There's privatized prisons.
Okay.
In this country, there's a people at the top. Listen, there are people. The people go, oh, white people run anything. No. It's people who happen to be white run stuff. Okay? And there's a very select group that I'm. People could say I'm white. He's white. They don't want us in there.
I'm the whitest person on this show. I'm really the only, like, pure.
I want the best person for a job. Black, white, Asian,
Me too.
Persian.
No
Me too.
Shit.
Me
Woman,
too.
Man.
I don't understand why people are mad at me. I don't care.
Nobody's
and what
mad
I'm saying
at
is,
you.
But
Who's
here's
mad
the
you?
Thing. Here's the deal. Why you can't say?
I'm not
going to give up anything. I'm not going to give up anything.
Nobody
and I
thinks
also
you should.
I also feel like just I'm so over it. I don't even like can't even think about it. It's like it doesn't. It's so childish. It's just beyond me. So I don't even like. I honestly don't care. Because I lived a rough life. My parents are divorced. My mom had to go date other guys. I got picked on. I got things happen to me that I don't even talk about. I lived it. I was bussed. I drove a Pinto. There's no way I'm going to have somebody tell me that I'm wrong. Because I'm not. And then I'll back up with my stats of what I've done. Everything I've done. So I feel, yeah, I'm untouchable.
Did you ever pitch at Arizona State?
Certainly did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Best year ERA?
What are you trying to calm me down?
No. I'm going somewhere this because now I want to, after this, I want to go get into what.
Well, I don't know. My overall ERA was like maybe close to 4. I didn't pitch a ton. I only pitched like 28 innings.
Okay. All right. And now.
This is fun. Thank you, Sam.
With your mother.
I love you, dude.
With your mother.
I know you think I don't love you, but I do.
I do.
Love you.
I do know you do.
I root for you and I love you.
But, Sam, here's the thing. I always just focus on the positive. I'm aware there's negative and I'm aware there's injustices, but you know what? You have to rise above. Look at Jackie Robinson.
Let me ask
Jackie
you
Robinson.
You
they
came
call,
in
did
here
you see
hot today
Jackie Robinson
talking about how you got fucked. You came in here hot
no,
today.
No, I got F because people asked me, oh, Brody, are you okay? Like, I'm going to get, somebody's going to go on here right now and say, Brody, are you taking your meds? You seem to be worked up.
But
that's
let me
what
say
I
this.
Get.
Let me say this. And you fall for this too. People do that because it gets a reaction out of you.
Okay.
Like Ari does that to you and not me because he knows I'm like, shut up, idiot. I'm not, But you get that, like you could see your face starting to get to go. And you are also susceptible to that. You're both good friends of mine. If you didn't make you go, oh, here's my stats. You're wrong. You're blocked. You're dead. You know.
Whoa.
If you didn't react, they would just never do it.
I know, but people. My mom does it. I'm just saying.
Your mom does what?
I would say since I got railroaded 4 years ago.
By what?
Was it that long ago?
Yeah, when people sent the cops.
People?
When people sent, no, when people from Venice sent the cops to my house. So what I'm getting at is, because of that, every day I talk to somebody, if they're like, look at me, and they go, are you okay? Look, and it's like, if you look at what happened, it really wasn't that bad. I've done things like that 10 to 15 times since, and people leave me alone. It seems to be fine. So that happened. So now I got to, are you okay? My mom, every time I call my mom, are you okay? Some other people. Sam does it too, and it's not like
it's
I think
your
he does.
Mother, but it's your mother.
I understand.
My mother did
but my
that
mother,
to me, and
she
I
didn't used to.
Okay.
You understand?
Right. Now I get it.
Things change. And
can
I
just say something?
Go ahead, Sam.
There might be a little from this from your appearance on International Bad Boys, where it was like a weird episode. And what I tried to do, dude, when you came and I asked you, "Are you okay?" I real, and this is the God honest truth with all love in my heart. I simply tried to give you something that you talk about when you're on stage
right.
in the main room of the Comedy Store. When I see you riffing and yelling about all the drugs and all that, all I wanted to do there was go, hey, and give you the same platform to let you go off the way you do on stage because everybody loves that.
That's why
they brought it up. And it went off to a weird place, and I wasn't able to get it back. And it was just weird energy. And I do think the world of you. My feelings were hurt when you didn't include me in that thing.
It was not. Sam,
but
it was
I
not.
Know you didn't do it on purpose, but it doesn't change the fact.
Include him in what thing? Include you in what thing?
Sam, I had a fight. You know how many things I fought for on
I
that
get
show?
It. Ari talks about it all the time.
I mean, that's why I'm still recovering from this. It's like, it doesn't help. And I understand. I try to get everybody in, as many people as I could get in. And I had a fight for stuff. So it's like, I didn't have as much control as you thought. I thought that, you know what? There'll be another one. Just look like Brody. You're going to have another one. I'm going to get on to it. All I can tell you is like, I've got, now do I have a home? Do I have kids? Do I have a, no. But I've done a lot of cool things that I put my mind into that I've achieved. And some things I've just gotten to that I didn't even think I'd get to. And I've gotten a lot of that through positive energy, positive thoughts. And that's all I try to share. So I've done that. And I also, I could just tell, it's just, I have to deal with that. When people are you okay? I am okay. And then when I feel good and I'm busting out a little bit. I mean, people, I only said that today because, you know, people are like saying like, a couple people, oh, Brody, you're all right. Just the typical stuff. They're not used to me growing. That's all.
Love you.
I know they do, but that's not it. I don't want them to. Why would you be concerned? Have they done 3,000 warm-ups? Did they coach first base for the Cubs? Did they pitch at Arizona State? No, they did. They work in the hangover? Do they? No. So don't be worried for me. How about you worry about your own stuff, and I'll worry about doing the main room, doing meltdown comedian
Prince of
tapings
Periscope.
For three shows, doing every Jeselnik, doing 3,000 television warm-ups, creating Chelsea, creating ridiculousness, and you're worried about me? Go fuck yourself. Not you, Sam, but
I
that
know,
thought.
I get it.
That's
Sam,
what I deal with.
You need to make that Arminian Holocaust movie Brody brought up.
Okay.
I'll go fund it. By the way, I love Armenians. I would say Armenians and Armenian men and Mexican guys are the best comedy audiences in L.A. I love the Armenians. They just love to laugh. You can poke fun at them, and they love it. People don't realize
I think the best
how
are
important.
Mexicans.
They're great. Mexicans are Armenians.
I love black audiences.
I had a weird night the other night in Vegas.
The only real bad audience is, okay, who's bad? Okay, I wouldn't say who's their worst audience. Drunk white chicks, I think we all can agree we
white
all
women
hate.
Over 40.
Oh, yeah.
White women over 40 are bad. Rich white women over 40 are worse. Old people are great.
I like old people.
Old people are great.
Bowling shirts are bad. Anybody
drunk,
with, like,
super drunk ethnics are really, like, a late night Friday in Florida is going to be a war.
Anybody that's super drunk, unless they're Australian or Canadian. Canadians and Australians can handle their
booze. I had a weird night last night. I'm going to be honest. I followed a comic who's really funny. He was killing, but he was saying the F word and about, like, gay people, like, hard. Like,
oh, really?
Queer, you know, faggot. And he kept, and it was like, jeez. Really? And I was like, whoa.
That's just as bad as all the other words.
And they were laughing. And I went up there, and there was this guy that looked like he looked like Eddie Murphy from that black vampire movie. So he's called him Blackula. You know, and they would laugh. And then I did my joke about black zombies taking forever to cross street, which is a classic, and it's a great bit. And I just lost them, and I just had to fight them for 40 minutes to get them back. And it was like, ha, and I could get no joke credit, and it drove me nuts. And the guy I follow is so fucking funny. He's a great comic. I love working with him. But it's like to drop those kind of words and have people laugh at that. And then get overly sensitive about the black jokes just drives me nuts.
It's just as bad.
I think, what I was saying, dude, I think you could talk about anybody. I think you should be able to make observations about any group. It's what is your intentions?
Yes.
It's like David Duke.
Dove Davidoff.
Okay. Right?
Dove Davidoff. Your good friend Dove Davidoff.
He does a joke about how come gay guys always look like they just smell cookies, right? Okay. That is an observation about gay people that is not hard. You can make observations about people. Is a joke about black zombies taking forever to cross the street because black people take forever to cross the street? Is that racist? No, it's a funny observation. It doesn't say they're less than anybody. It doesn't say anything. And I love black people. All my heroes are black.
Let me ask. So you said, you said the black zombies cross. What if you said black people walking slow?
Yeah.
Yeah. Would that be considered, if you did a joke about just black people?
If it's from a place of just laughter.
Yeah, I agree.
And it's fun. It's like, I'm not saying black people are less or black people are horrible or anything like that. I just go for the fastest people in the world. They take forever to cross the street.
Right. Yeah.
We need to have.
But how do people take that recently or have they?
Well, after the Blackula thing, they got quiet.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's probably like with all the, you know, F words in the first set, and then that, it's just like, man, we're piling up on everybody here.
What was the crowd made of?
It was mostly Vegas good black locals, people. And I'm finding that local Vegas people
not smart
can't laugh at Vegas. Like, if you start racking on Vegas, they get, anywhere else you can just tee off on the city, and they're like, yeah, like Tampa Bay loves to get teed off on. Anywhere in Florida, Arizona, Phoenix, yeah. Vegas, you do a couple weird jokes like, hey, what the fuck?
They don't like it.
They're sensitive about it. And it was weird. It was a great show. There's some great Vegas comics. This guy that opened for me, he was great. Both the comics that went up were great. They're great. I was just shocked at I'm very sensitive about gay jokes because I do a lot of recovery and some of the meetings I go to, it's predominantly gay guys and they're really nice people. And you listen to the shit they take.
I was raised by gay people. They're just people.
You listen to the shit they take and it's just like, God damn, man.
They're loud. They're farting when they do it.
I'm glad we
did. Hey, Sam.
Yeah.
Sam, I opened for Chris D'Elia at Zany's last week. And it was all hot white chicks. I had to talk about Chris D'Elia for 25 minutes.
Good for him. Did you wear a V-neck?
It is hard when it's all chicks. Yeah, I'm going to be honest with you. That's one of the hardest groups out there.
They're all there to see Chris.
And they're all sync up. And even though they individually hate each other as a group, they're vajayjay sync up. And they just get really sensitive about anything that isn't like, hey, girls, why girls do this? Why girls do that? And it's just like, ugh.
Sam, but they didn't care what I had to say. They just wanted to see Chris. So for 25 minutes, I had to tell them, you have to get through me to get to Chris. I kept telling them that.
They're the worst crowd in the world. Young girls can be the worst crowd in the world because they all think they're Instagram models. And they're all celebrities in their own way. And when they're really young, dude, they like everybody is like trying to get down their pants. So in a weird way, they are celebrities.
Yeah.
But they just don't care. They think they're the center of the universe.
Did you have fun performing there, or was it a struggle the whole way through?
It was a struggle. I really was just kind of calming them down. They're putting the drink orders in. I was just focusing on getting the crowd to pay attention, and I just set up the table for Chris. It was a two-man show, and I didn't have a great time. I mean, it was a beautiful-looking audience, but they weren't a very good comedy audience.
Yeah, I'm sorry you went through that, Chad.
I'm sorry you went through that too.
You know,
buddy.
Same thing happens at my shows too, unfortunately. So you'd probably, you know, my opener has to go through that. A lot of these girls are into me.
Did you get laid?
No. You know, that's the sad part. I'm in Nashville. It's the number one bachelorette place in the country. It beat out Vegas, and they're all there to see Chris. They could care less. I thought I could get some spillover. They didn't want to touch the Z-Man.
They love country music, though. Do you play the guitar?
No, I don't. I'm not Nick Stoon.
I'm telling you, like, Nashville's a country town. You got to maybe wear a cowboy hat next time.
Yeah, yeah.
Pander.
Yeah.
Pander, exactly.
Yes.
I got to write new material, dude. I'm just so over my act. I just got to write new material. It's such a weird.
It's hard, right? You just got to sit down and force yourself almost.
Well, my biggest problem is a lot of stuff I used to rail against and enjoy talking
about.
Now. I don't believe in.
Okay, go. You've changed.
Yeah, I find I've been in Hollywood too long to.
You found Christ.
Care about? Yeah, I've been in Hollywood too long to care about entertainment. I'm too old to believe in politics. And
no, you're not.
Yeah.
Let's focus on positive. Start wearing some blue shirts. Start wearing blue. Start wearing white.
Right.
You know?
All right, Brody.
Find the good.
That as negative.
Here's the deal. Maybe somebody is a dick to everybody, and they're good to you. Why are they good? Why did you channel into that? Now you talk to the guy, and you know what? Maybe you could be nicer to more people. Get more bees with honey.
I understand what you're talking about, dude. I just find that when people get treated nice by somebody, that they're the nicest person. They discount what they've done to other people.
I still say they're nice to me. I know when people are like, this guy's a jerk, but he likes me. I wonder why.
Yeah.
And then
always weird. Then I feel bad for liking somebody that everybody swears they hate.
Yeah. And it happens.
Hate's a bad.
I'm like, God, the guy's never done anything to me.
Yeah.
And then he does something to you 2 years later, and I'm like, man,
I'm telling you.
I knew it.
You got to get the hate. I know it sounds cornball-y. You'll.
Good, I'm totally
I don't want to sound like
that.
It's the secret thing.
Million things going on. Focus on the positive.
Focus
on the positive.
I'm telling you, the comedy store could be dark at times. We know
I
that.
I love the store.
I know. We love it. But you have to be careful. You got to. You know, I do pray-ish. I pray.
What is ish?
Well, I believe.
What do you do? Shout out to the Lord? You just do this?
I just believe in a higher power. I don't think we're just on a rock and we're just something. I think we're something else. And I like to put that out there connect into that.
Sam doesn't pray. He just retweets God.
Yeah, I do that. I do follow God on Twitter.
Uh-huh.
I love him.
Yeah.
He's so good.
But I don't want to, you know, I'm not like hard. I think that's what we should all get into. What you want to call it, prayer, meditation. Positive. We are
just
putting
connecting
out
with the universe.
Connecting with the universe. Connecting with good. There's a lot of bad. Connecting with, but we also need firm
handshake.
You know, we have to have security. I'm sorry, that's just a blunt fact reality. You have to.
It's
can you
just,
tell
just
them to
too
stop
many people.
Honk corning.
Too many people.
No, there isn't. You can go out in the middle of nowhere, and there's nobody there.
And no one's getting shot there either.
Well, people do get shot out in the desert.
I mean, but I'm just yeah. I mean, pretty.
Have you been shot?
Been shot.
I don't
I've
know
had
many
a gun
people
pulled
have
on
been
me
shot.
Twice. Well, I've had a gun pulled at me once and then a gun shown to me.
Why?
The second time.
I've had a gun shown at me before.
I was playing basketball in Caprini Green, which you probably
Why are you
know
there?
It was.
That's dangerous, right?
I was there because I was a senior in high school. My buddy, his cousin lived there, so we were just there hanging up. Very dangerous.
Well, they
but
got
if
a gun
you're with people
you.
That are cool, then you're cool.
So you got a gun pulled. That doesn't count, though. I don't count that one.
Then the other time I was driving my car, also in high school, also with the same guy. Who's like, hey man, pull over, I want to beat that guy's ass.
Negative?
That was negative, yeah. So I pull the car over, he just turns around and looks at both of us and just pulls a fucking gun out of his, then I just
so that's
stepped on the gas like drove
well, funny.
Like, with your head
Dana,
like, low.
When I first met Dana,
both through stories.
She would, her car would roll. She would like kind of take her foot off the brake and we'd be at the stop and she'd just kind of roll and she'd roll into the car in front of us.
Oh,
and one time
bad.
She
just tapped it.
No, but she's about to, and she started rolling up, and the car in front of us took it as, like, some disrespect. And so we go. They pull aside. They start yelling at me, and I'm like, you know, fucking calm down. Fuck, you know, hey, yeah, you fucking got a problem? And this dude just goes, Boom, and he's got a fucking Glock right there, and I'm like, we're cool. I jump in, I go, Dana, fucking
Oh, you
hit.
Got out of the car?
Like no. A hillbilly, like white guy?
No, it's like fucking Latino gangbanger.
Okay, Mexican guy.
There you go.
Bald.
You can't do it. I've had a road rage incident.
There's some people I just know not to get mouthy, even as much as I want to.
Dude, Mexicans want to throw down in fighting more than anybody in the road I've
Black
ever
women.
Seen.
Black women. Black women are a motherfucker.
So there you go. You just mentioned black women and Latinos for being, they want to throw down. And you complain about the cops being too hard. You just said, I'm sorry.
I'm saying the first to honk a horn is a black woman.
Okay. Well, then you're causing problems. So you just said
they put a
Mexican guy
honk.
Pulled a gun on you, and you, Jason, just said that black women they're the first to have road rage. So you guys,
here we go.
There you go. You just make my point for everybody else.
No.
Make my point for everybody. Yes.
Yeah, no.
You just said the guy's the gun, and then you said the black
lady. But I'm engaging them in wanting to fucking talk shit, too. So I have as much say in it as anything. And I'm not making
and you're not
broad
Jewish.
Strokes, but it's like, what? I mean, Brody.
Sorry about the Jewish line.
Yeah.
There you
go. But you're in it.
No, first of all, I love Jews. I have nothing against Jews. I don't. People want to do this, say that, but
I've dated more Jewish girls than
I love everybody. I love every group.
Avoid the conflict at unless it's completely necessary.
Sometimes, Brody, some people aren't allowed to avoid the conflict.
How?
Brody,
I understand that.
Yes, yes. You ever been to a bar, Brody, and there was a really douchebag bouncer? You ever had that situation?
I've been there, yeah.
Yeah. Did you do anything to deserve that? That guy has a job to crack skulls.
Oh, is he a dick to me?
Yeah.
No, he wasn't.
Never had that.
Why would
Never
he
Never had a fucking shit-talking bouncer. Ever in your life?
No.
Okay, then you and I just...
Why would somebody shit-talk me?
Because there's people that talk shit.
Okay.
Why do guys get in fights? Why do strangers get in fights? Because sometimes people start shit. It's just
I don't put myself in those situations.
I had a buddy of mine who was
but sometimes
a cop.
You can't avoid it, like the skateboarders, for example.
Right? Did you do anything to skateboarders?
Did I just mind your own business? They rolled up on me?
Yeah.
Are you talking about the Venice skateboarders?
Yeah. Did you do anything?
Well, that's a mindset. No, that's a liberal progressive mindset.
Okay.
That's what I'm talking about.
Right. That's what we're talking about. We're talking mindsets here.
Okay?
And
go with it.
There's guys. There are people that have mindsets.
Yeah, and I stay away from them.
My buddy was a cop up in upstate New York, and he literally goes, we get paid to crack skulls. We get paid to beat people up.
Well, that's
and
not good.
And it's just truth. And it's there. And
I don't agree.
Cops.
I do not support police brutality.
Me
and
neither.
I know there's, of course
and
there's
great
crazy.
Cops out there's there.
There's bad apples.
Yeah, that's all we got to say is like, if there's a bad apple, that's like... All the cops defending bad cops are like all the comedians out there defending Carlos Mencia.
Say that again?
Too soon. Too soon.
Yeah, too soon. I think that, I don't know, I'm just so over it. I can't even, go. It's so, you got to really just focus on positive. I hate to say it. Rise above. Education. Did you guys go to college? Did you go to college, Jason?
Best 3 years of my life.
Where?
Sophomore year at Ball State.
I got a degree.
I got it.
Well, you did where?
Syracuse? From the University of Las Vegas.
You went to UNLV?
UNLV, yes.
You have a degree?
Yes.
That's great, Sam.
For an illiterate motherfucker like me, I got a degree.
That's impressive. In hotel management?
That's
what psychology.
It's in name pronunciation.
I love psychology. I love psychology.
Psychology.
That was one of my favorite classes in Arizona State, psychology.
What else? What's your degree in?
Communications, focus on liberal arts. I learned about...
you get all those, I'm a college student, so I just have a robot take my test. You didn't have to fucking... Did you get a lot of fucking... cheat codes?
Not really. No, I studied. I took advantage of tutors and studying. I like being in a study group with different athletes. They always work together, like the girl volleyballs and we quiz each other. So I took advantage of the free tutors definitely at ASU, and I studied. I cheated maybe only a couple times. I just felt like I can't cheat. I wasn't getting into full scholarship. I did later on. I got more of a scholarship, but I just felt like I can't have my family contributing to this school, and I'm cheating. I just didn't do it.
My parents are like, we're going to pay for your college. As soon as I get there, they're like, you're paying for everything. I'm like, fuck.
But I got a scholarship I earned after 2 years, so I got help. My parents helped.
From
were you in the rotation? Were you a starter or were you a reliever?
Because you played, you were a baseball guy, right?
Yeah, yeah. My sophomore year, I started 4 games for ASU. Kind of like I saw that ahead
started
of time.
Started 4 games. How'd you do in those four outings?
I lost against Texas.
Okay. Any big ballers on each team that you played? Like someone that went to the
well, did you give any dingers?
To the big show?
Not against Texas.
Brody, you know Kenny Lofton?
I've met him a few times. Indians, okay. University of Arizona, basketball yeah, and
Arizona.
Baseball.
That's and he, right. And he
played on the Indians. I pitched against Texas. I lost at Texas the night after Mike Tyson got knocked out against Buster Douglas. Where were you for that?
I was having sex on my couch.
Okay, I was in Austin,
I remember
Texas.
It specifically. I actually stopped having sex because I couldn't believe what I just watched.
Yeah, I was a sophomore in college when
story.
That happened in Austin, Texas. And then I pitched against Texas Tech and I lost. They had a couple home runs. But I beat Rice in my first start ever, I believe, was my first start. And then I beat UCLA. I started against Lubbock Christian, and then I got hurt.
A lot of Texas teams.
I did bad, and then they always pitch me against the Texas teams.
Why?
Because
something about your charisma in Texas. They just you. The way
it's funny, like
yourself.
How you start against all those schools. I don't know. We just played a lot of Texas teams out there, and then.
Hey, Brody, who was the most famous person you struck out while in college?
Pam Dauber.
Well, Paul LaDuca was on my team. I don't know who the – I pitch against Mike – Pam Dauber. What is this? Mork
and Mindy? That's so stupid. I don't know why. Pam Dauber from Mork and
Mindy. I'll say this. I've been in some very exclusive box scores.
Come on. You can't say that.
Well, maybe I didn't face the guy, but he was in the same game.
Who?
Mike Mussina.
Okay.
Paul LaDuca was on my team. Fernando Vina. I mean, if I looked at the teams, I bet you I could find some
yeah,
of these guys.
Yeah. You ever think about doing that? That'd be so interesting to be like, oh, wow, I actually struck out fucking – Tony Pena or somebody.
I have scoured the internet for those specific
I bet you fucking have.
I did last night. You guys know Rod Beck. Remember Rod Beck? Pitched for the Cubs. He went to Grant High School in the Valley, and I pitched against him in the playoffs 1986. He was known as Rod Beck back then, Grant High School.
Wasn't Beck Rod?
Funny.
Thank you.
So I pitched against him. I was leading 1-0 with 4 outs to go. So it was at the bottom of the sixth. And anyway, I gave up a 2-run home run. Beck walked, and the next guy had a home run. And then it was the seventh inning. He pitched 1-2-3 or whatever. They won 2-1. And then they went on. Jason Peterson hit a bomb off me. What was his name? Pedersen Peterson. Then they went on to win the city title. Rod Beck, he pitched at Dodger Stadium. They won the whole thing. Then he got drafted, I want to say, by the A's or the Giants. I think the A's. And then he made his major league debut with the Giants, and then he was with the Cubs and the Red Sox. But then he died. He had a drug problem. He died maybe like 5-6 years ago. So he was a big guy I played against in high school. And
you think you could still strike him out today?
Well, he was a pitcher, but he did walk.
Yeah, how much is your fastball? How fast can you get it going?
Now? I think if I got in
– when's the last time you clocked your fastball?
Last year. I'll tell you what. I think if I got in – shape again, which I mean baseball shape, I feel I could probably get close to like 83-85 maybe, but I have good mechanics. I can throw a curveball. I can throw a changeup.
Why don't you coach baseball?
You
I might
a lot?
Well that's did I balk?
Yeah, we all
yeah, because I have a nervous I have Asperger's, so I would balk. I'd get nervous out there. I do want to get into baseball. I wouldn't mind being, honestly, like a positive energy coach, a mental skills coach, because that's one reason why I went to Arizona State, because I knew I'd have access to all these coaches that were there for spring training, and Arizona State was kind of a hub for all that. So these guys who now, and there's only a handful of guys who really set the precedent for the mental skills you see in baseball. And these guys work with all the different major league teams. They all came out of Arizona State. So it's all about visualization, positive energy, hustle, belief, you know, those kinds of basic stuff. But, you know, team sports, I like baseball. I just like being around baseball. I get excited. There's nothing like whenever I see a baseball stadium, I get excited. Or same thing with any kind of stadium. I drive by the Rose Bowl. Every time I drive by the Rose Bowl on the way to the Ice House for a desk squad, Ice House Chronicles, I always look at the Rose Bowl. I need to see the Rose Bowl sign on the stadium. I drive by Dodger Stadium. I always have to look up and see the stadium, whether the lights are on or not. You could see the blue. Yeah. Same thing with Anaheim.
College stadiums, pro stadiums, everything. If I'm in another city, I'm like, oh, that's Three Rivers Stadium.
Yeah,
oh,
this is where so much stuff took place.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I know I have that. I don't get that with comedy. I like comedy.
That's where
don't
AJ
get me
Green
wrong.
Works. Or whoever, whatever big star, whatever.
Just the energy. I love the architecture. They hit this, like, get
me
something
too.
About it. So, yes, I love
What's your favorite ballpark, Brody?
Wrigley.
Wrigley's great. I like Dodger Stadium, of course.
What do you like better, Wrigley or Dodger Stadium?
Wrigley's friendlier. I mean, definitely it is friendlier, yep. And there's more action going on outside the ballpark. Dodger Stadium's beautiful. I love Dodger dogs. I love
what,
the scenery.
I love Dodger dogs.
I love...
Dodger Stadium is a trash can with a view.
How dare you?
Yep. That's just rude.
How would you say it's a trash can? It's known for being clean. I will disagree with the trash
can.
How
about the facial tattoos?
That happens there.
People looking at faces looking like Etch-a-Sketch.
I agree, but it's still clean. I mean, Dodger Stadium is spotless.
Dodgers, I know both these teams you support. I know you're California. You're 818 till you die. I know you know the guys of the Cubs, as you always say. This year, let's just say, Dodgers-Cubs, National League Championship.
It's hard for
who
me.
Who do you root for? If that happens, because you're
If you're to ask
teams,
me today, they're not
I'm
my
doing.
Favorite teams. I'll let you know. I mean, when you see Major League players, they bounce around. I mean, there's players who've been on 10 different teams.
Yeah.
So I don't have any kind of, like,
alliance.
Legal alliance. I don't have a documented connection with these teams, meaning, like, on paper.
Yeah.
Now, am I hanging out with the Cubs? Yeah, I have access. My friend that I grew up with is a coach of the Cubs. I get access. They like having me around. Joe Madden.
You know Anthony Rizzo?
Yes, I do. I do his benefit. I did the last 2 years of the Rizzo benefit. So I know these guys. I got in through my good friend who I grew up with, Mike Brazello. But he was with the Dodgers for 4 years. I grew up in L.A., so I really got to enjoy the Dodger stuff.
Yep.
But he was with the Yankees for 12 years. When I lived in New York, I'd go to Yankee Stadium. I had free passes. Every Yankees, I hung out with Jeter, Clemens, Posada, Mussina. I was in that winning atmosphere.
Because you have some sort of baseball background.
Yeah, I've picked up a ball here and there. So I was lucky to be around that. Now, yes, with social media, you see the photos with the Cubs, and the Joe Madden did say suit up, no problem. But I've suited up for the Dodgers. Joe Torre let me suit up for the Dodgers. I suited up with the Texas Rangers. They let me goof around. So
that's cool.
That's cool. Thank you. Yeah, exactly. I love it. Believe me. But if a team, let's say the Twins came to me and go, Brody, we're going to pay you $100,000 a year. You come out for the homestands. You keep the guys loose. You keep it positive. You shag because I can play catch. I know everything. That's the kind of job I'd like to get where you work with a team. You're there. You do a little stuff with the live broadcast and going around the stadium. Hey, it's Brody out in left field. We had a great session today with so-and-so. But I'm out with the fans. And then at night, you know, you do still get to do some stand-up. That would be kind of a cool deal.
Kind of what Rogan does.
I guess so.
With the UFC in a way.
Yeah, Rogan for baseball. I'm Rogan for baseball. Brogan.
Brogan. Yeah. Brogan.
Brogan.
That'll be your other name.
Give it up for Brogan Stevens.
Brogan Stevens.
Brogan Stevens.
Yeah.
Brogan Stevens.
I'm the Joe
Clark.
Brogan of baseball. But
you got it.
That's a great way to button it and put it as a sales pitch. Like, you know Joe Rogan for UFC?
Yeah.
I'm the Joe Rogan of baseball. I play, I announce. And I
suit up.
Train guys. I talk to guys. Guys call me. Yeah. I talk to them.
Who's the last baseball player that you had a conversation with?
Tom Seaver.
Today?
Yeah.
Or lately?
You have one today? You have one today?
Does the name Clayton Kershaw ring a bell?
Wow, really?
I went to Marshall's yesterday.
With Clayton Kershaw.
On my own. I rode my bicycle. I wanted to get some exercise.
I like to ride my bicycle.
And I went to Marshall's. Marshall's and TJ Maxx, by the way, are the same company.
Oh, shit.
Did you guys know that?
Conspiracy.
It's an Illuminati, that TJ Maxx and Marshall's. So I go into Marshall's, right? Actually, I was going to Sports Authority. They're going out of business. I was trying to find a selfie stick.
Uh-huh.
So I go to Marshall's.
Why'd you break yours?
Yeah, they do break.
Really?
Yeah, a little bit. You know, I use them all the time.
Oh, you just broke it.
So, I see the shirt. Check out the shirt.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
What does it say? It's
Clayton Kershaw.
But it looks like Claxton Kershaw.
It does look like Claxton because of that star.
Yeah, it does, right? Claxton
Absolutely
Kershaw.
Absolutely, 100%.
It does. So, yesterday I was there and I saw this Claxton Kershaw. It was like $8, maybe $5. I bought it. And then I've known Clayton because I met him through Brazella with the Dodgers.
Yeah.
And then I texted him. I said, check this out. He laughed. He liked it. He goes, good find. So the last player I spoke to,
yeah,
Clayton Kershaw.
Wow.
Based off the fact that I found his T-shirt yesterday. This was yesterday.
Let me ask you this. Are you sure that wasn't Claxton Kershaw?
Good. It may have been Claxton, his little brother.
Good find.
So he liked it. So
what a great show we've had.
I think it was good. What was it good?
I think you killed
it. I feel like it was great.
I thought it was good.
I'm going to have you more as a regular guest.
Good heated moments.
I ask you all the time.
Good. How
you handled this. You said, Brody, I'm going to stay on. Because yep. I told you I may
I
go
say,
see
I'm
my
gonna
mom.
I'm going to do this more because I want to have you back more. I think you're a great
I
guest.
I want to be on more.
I love
Thank you, Sam.
You.
It was good to have that conversation.
Brody, this is a podcast of yelling, and we yell a lot.
Oh, you do yell a lot on here?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Oh, God.
Oh, you
God,
do?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had a great
yells.
Time. Everybody. And hopefully I didn't say anything that was like, I don't want to be in trouble.
No,
for
at the
anything.
End of the
you
day,
didn't say anything.
We love everybody.
And we got
here.
To know a little bit about you. I didn't know you had a whole baseball thing in your background.
There you go. You thought it was a water polo guy. It's in my blood. I'm
Guys,
a pitcher. When you see me, I look like
check
a
out Brody's new podcast. We're gonna get it set up.
Bullpen's with Brody or something?
And I'd love to be a guest.
Bullpen with Brody?
What are you doing in December?
I will be at the Big Fart Festival over in Saskatchewan, Washington.
But you'll have an album out.
By then I will.
That's
yes,
in November.
Sir.
So much good shit going on.
I had a great time.
Such a busy day, and I'm so tired. This has been great. Check out the Patreon.com/PunchDrunkSports.
Sam.
Yes.
Can I plug my gig this weekend?
Yes.
I'm at the Omaha Funny Bone Thursday through Sunday in the Hard Rock. At hotel in Sioux City, Iowa tomorrow. I'm flying out, 6 a.m. flight.
Do they have a Nickelback tour jacket at the Hard Rock at Sioux City?
I will take a photo.
We lose him?
Yeah.
We lost him. Did something happen there at the RNC?
It's a punch
drunk
thing.
Yeah, it might have been a bit. It might have been something
else. Dude, final thought, one sentence, wrap it up, Brody.
I enjoyed what took place here today, thankful for the opportunity, see you next time?
There
soon?
You go.
Yes. Okay, see you next time.
You're always Period. Welcome to be on the show.
No, I'm family.
Jason, final thoughts.
I'm in.
Suck it.
Oh.
That's about it. Go to punchdrunksports.com. Use Amazon links. Join the Patreon. We're going to do Thursday, hopefully. We can do something for the Patreon guys. If we get 3 donations a week, we do a Patreon. If we don't, just obviously people don't want it. So it's we love you guys. Right for the podcast. If you know a sports podcast, independent, hit us up. We'd love to add them to the podcast. Dirty, the first Dirty 30 Patreons get a t-shirt from Punch Drunk Sports. Check it out. Bye, everybody.